systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today's Friday, February. Friday, February 20th. You shut the fuck up, please. 2009. My name is fucking Matt.
My name's fucking Braden.
Oh, that is so loud. Thank you guys so much for checking out episode number 157 of this motherfucking shit. We do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Later. Everyone in the chat can go fuck themselves. Everyone here right now can go fuck themselves. I'm drunk. It's your fault. What's your name?
I'm Braden.
What's your name?
Danny.
And you, please?
Jessica Rochon Lucalalca.
Oh, my fuck. Oh, we have a full house tonight. We got the mixer jam-packed full of fucking mic outs and phone outs and oh, my
rum
fucking
everywhere.
God. Thank you, guys. Seriously? I smell rum. Oh, fuck that bitch. Fuck her shit up.
You know, I think she's really enjoying the moment.
What is she doing? What is she getting
she's
all
She's getting into a drink.
Okay.
She's getting her alcohol.
Please make her run back there
Did
where
the
cable...
Did you put the rum back in the freezer?
Go right
in there.
Into the corded okay. area.
Oh, my God.
You only
okay.
had one drink. You're
pardon this train wreck.
Holy
this
fuck.
Is called the Jam Hole. This is our show. If you're new, I apologize.
If you're new, don't skip this episode. Listen to the last one.
If you're
one.
New, thejamhole.com/donate. If you give us money, we will be better. I promise you.
Much better.
Oh, my fuck. So it is Friday. Thank you guys so much for coming out, listening to the live show or listening to the podcast. If you are listening right now, thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit. I will probably not read it on the show tonight. Or you can call us. That'd probably be the better thing to do because that's all automatic and I don't have to fucking think about
Just
it.
Just say something and we'll know you called.
Right. Like, hey, guys, I've been on the line for like 20 minutes. So that number's 407-20 what? What's the number, Braden?
204-4687.
What? No, 406. Wow.
406-204-4687.
Holla at your boy. Yes. Thank you so fucking much. Holy shit.
Alcohol
so, that is my bad.
Fucking A.
All right, so real quick, we're getting plane tickets, in the next week. So you guys, if you want us to not be, like, living on the streets or camped out in Keith and Hemda's backyard, thejamhole.com/donate. Plane tickets are, like, $400 a piece, and there's three of us going, possibly more. But that
for a
we,
two-way ticket,
right? Yeah,
$400.
No, yours is
Do you
one way.
Stay? Yeah,
right.
You're gonna stay in New York.
Yeah, I'll just
right.
chill there.
You're getting a one-way ticket. We're getting two ways
because
we actually have real
we'll,
jobs that we have to get back to.
Right.
You just I don't
we'll
know.
We'll pimp Braden out to get our tickets back. That's cool.
Shazam says they don't have a backyard, huh? Well, we'll camp out on the porch. But yeah,
on the sidewalk in front of their house.
Yeah, totally. I could totally see us do that. Is there a bench out there? Because I'm good. So, yeah, plane tickets are like $400 a piece. We're thinking about leaving on the 13th of April, which is like the Monday before the show, which is on a Wednesday. And then coming back the day after Danny's birthday, because we want to spend her birthday there, getting all fucked up in New York and getting hookers and coke and burning stuff down, right? What are we going to do there?
We're gonna cause genocide.
Right, we're going to do our thing on the catwalk scene. It's going to be awesome. So, yeah, we'll probably come back on the 20th. So, help us get there. I would really appreciate that. Danny's birthday is on the 19th. You got a minute? Okay. So, thejamhole.com/donate. We are now accepting early birthday presents for her. Early birthday presents for me.
My birthday is right before hers.
Early birthday presents for him. When's your birthday? Is it this year?
Occasionally Friday the 13th.
Fucking
on a September day.
You can give us money for hers also. So yeah. And if you give us a bunch of money, we'll probably send you t-shirts and shit. So that's pretty cool. And we'll bring a bunch with us. But yeah, the plan is to go on the 13th. So whoever lives there that listens to this, clear out your fucking living rooms because we're going to stay there. I'm going to just throw this out there. I don't care who it is. We will stay there. So
right. whoever you are.
Email info@thejamhole.com. The first person that emails us that lives near that area, we're there. And yeah, we're going to make videos. And also, real quick, thejam.com/YouTube. If you guys haven't caught the video of me getting my tongue pierced, it's fantastic. It's up there. We've had good feedback about that. They enjoyed you making me feel all belittled like a little child. It's fun. So
it was amazing.
Yeah, I'm talking much better now. Eating.
It's good to see those cat scratches healing up.
I know. I totally didn't even think about that. I shaved today and I cleaned the bathroom and I felt like a good fucking everything was back in order after this fucking whirlwind of mess. You're like that fucking dude on Charlie Brown, Pig Pen. And he like just runs around. Not the pig part. The pig pen. The whole. Thanks for that.
Oh
my god! He just got her a fucking pig because she's fat and she's wearing his pants! Jesus, guys. Just because you're wearing my fat pants that I don't wear anymore and they fit you just fine, that's not nice.
You can still just yank them like this and they'll fall off.
Right. She has bigger balls than you in those pants, honey. You're going to have to think about something else.
Oh my fuck. So if you guys want us to stay at your place... Let me know, because we're totally coming there. It's going to be awesome. How cool would it be if Keith was like, you guys come stay with us.
Oh, my God.
Can you see that happening?
No, not in a million years.
I'm bringing shrooms. I'm bringing salvia. I'm bringing all that shit.
On my carry-on.
I'm bringing the cat. I don't give a fuck. I'm bringing it all. Oh, man. MDS says not a chance.
I'm assuming you're driving there. Then.
Fuck you, Mark. No, we're fucking flying there. And if you don't save up money, then you're not going. You can ride. I bet you can fit in my suitcase. You're a little guy.
I don't know.
You don't need much. You don't need much at all, my friend.
That's still pretty small, though. Oh, not like your brother, where I've seen him like fit into a fucking freezer
I fit into that Hoberman sphere. Right? I got a picture of that shit.
Is that why it's broken?
Yes. Fuck you. God damn it.
That's how that happened.
Okay, so real quick.
Breathe.
Oh, man. Real quick, we got a couple of voicemails I like to play. We haven't heard from our good friend 26 in a while. And
we heard from him last episode.
Did we?
When he was sick.
Oh, yeah, because he's like, I took a vacation in North Carolina and it sucks.
He was so sad.
He was so sad. All right, so he left us another voicemail.
Oh, hi, it's 26. I'm in Virginia right now. I thought the show would be on, but really. Anyway, yeah, you saw Transformers movie, and it's like the worst movie ever, and it feels like it's 4 hours long.
Transformers.
There's no special effects, but it's just terrible. So, there's my movie review.
He just
fucking missed the first part of that voicemail.
It was his movie review on the Transformers. He said it just sucked really bad. No, the first one.
Oh.
It sucked. I know, dude, that came out like 3 years ago. Come on. It sucked really bad and it seemed like it was 4 hours long.
And he just now saw it?
Right.
I've never even seen it. It didn't ever catch my interest, and I think that's why.
Did you ever watch the cartoons when you were a kid?
The cartoons were awesome.
Well, yeah, I wanted to be one of them.
But they totally effed it with the movie because it is nothing like the cartoons.
They always do that.
Megatron is amazing. Bumblebee is awesome.
Shazam says he sounds worse. Yeah. The longer he's on this vacation, it sounds like the closer he's getting to just blowing his fucking brains out. Okay,
and
yeah, talking to your mic. Okay, good. All right, we got one more voicemail, and then we'll get into some other shit. Here we go.
Four guys are sitting at the bar. One guy goes to go to the bathroom. The other three get to talking. The one guy says, so how's your son doing? He says, my son's doing good. He says, what's he doing? He says, well, he's selling cars. Well, how's he doing selling cars? Oh, he's doing so good. The other day, he gave his buddy a Mercedes-Benz. Says to his buddy, he says, so how's your kid doing? He says, he's doing all right. You know, he used to be an airplane pilot, but now he sells planes. He's doing so good. The other day, he gave a little Cessna to one of his buddies. The other guy pops up and says, how's your boy doing? He says, well, my boy's doing fine. You know, he's been in real estate for a long, long time. And actually, he's doing so well, he gave away a $300,000 home the other day. Well, the guy that went to the bathroom gets back to the table and he says, what you guys talking about? He said, well, we're actually talking about our boys. By the way, how's your son? What's he doing? Well, he's gay. Oh, no. What's he doing? Well, he's a stripper at a gay bar. Oh, that's terrible. Well, I don't know, he says. The other day he got a Mercedes given to him, a small Cessna, and a $300,000 home.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. That's my brother in a nutshell.
Bravo.
So what a build-up to that joke. Holy
that's
shit.
That's awesome. You know who that is?
Who is that?
A month ago, You know how every office has, like, that one guy that goes around telling jokes he gets forwarded to his email or to his phone or whatever?
Yeah, texted to him.
We have one of those guys in our office. And so, like, a month or 2 months ago, I gave him the 406-204-4687 number. I'm like, next time you get a funny joke or just something totally stupid, call in and leave a message of that. And he finally did. Dude, that's where I work. That's our fucking sales guy. Bravo,
I don't think
sir.
I know that person.
No, you've never met him. He's an older gentleman. But bravo. I'm impressed with that.
That was very...
Wow.
Refreshing.
It was very quick, too.
And especially because it's very realistic.
All of your sons are giving free shit to the gay guy. That's hilarious.
Oh, my brother at my age. It's going to be wonderful. Hey, Mikey, can I drive the Mercedes-Benz?
He's halfway there. He should start dealing poker. My brother gets a lot of those, like, old rich guys that are like, hey, I'll let you drive my Beamer if you give me a Hummer. And he's like, I don't have a Hummer.
Oh, that kind of Hummer.
But I'm kidding. Because my brother's not gay. That's where, like, if your brother, he'd have, like, all sorts of cool shit. So, real quick, speaking about work, just something that happened today. Our washer was all broken and shit, of course. And the part was supposed to come in yesterday, which it didn't, of course. And today and yesterday are, like, the two biggest routes I have in town. They're, like, 50 stops each and just fucking ridiculous. So, I get to work fucking 15 minutes late. Thank you. And, we'll talk about why
in a minute.
You gotta
blame it on someone.
Well, it's not my fault.
Of course not.
It's not my job.
How could it be your fault?
Right, well, yeah.
You're not responsible for yourself or anything.
Hey, let's talk till 4 in the morning. This is important.
Let's do that.
I'm drunk. I got something to tell you. Ow. We're gonna talk about this later.
Listen, I'll tell you.
Okay, so the part gets there finally. And it's late, and so one of the kids comes with me, and we do this shit. So, we're doing our fucking thing, and we come down this road, and it's warm today, like, t-shirts,
yeah,
and just
nice.
Chilling. And so everything's melting, so there's these huge fucking puddles all in the road and stuff, and I Twittered this on thejambal.com/Twitter, if you follow that. So we're driving down the road, and we go through this fucking puddle, and it splashes, and all of a sudden my friend's like, dude, holy shit, you just douched that woman. And I'm like, dude, what woman? And he's like, dude, the one that's in back in the middle of the fucking road waving her fist at you. And I look in the rearview mirror, and there's this fucking big old fat bitch, like, in the middle of the fucking road, drenched, going like this, like, God knows what the fuck
you
she was saying.
Motherfucker, I'm fucking,
pissed. I totally didn't even see her, dude. And there was, like, a car there, and I guess she was walking from behind the car, and I'm totally drooling. That's this thing. Okay, I'm good. So, yeah, and we hit the puddle right as she came out, and it just fucking drenched her. Which reminded me of, you know, on 11th and Main Street, where there's that big hump if you're going straight?
Yeah.
When I was younger, when it would rain or the snow would melt, there was always a huge puddle there. And it's just one lane, so if a car is trying to turn, they have to wait for you. Mm-hmm. And every now and then, you'll get someone that's in their car with the window down, smoking a cigarette.
And just fucking...
And yeah, me and my friends would just drive around, and, like, eventually it would happen, and we'd be going straight, and, like, the light would be red, so we'd hang out a little bit.
And
as
just
it,
hit that
when it turned
puddle.
Green, you just gas it, and you hit over that hump, and you hit the puddle, and it goes, boom! All in their fucking car, just drenched, cigarette not even lit anymore, just pissed. So, yeah, my day went from, like, shitty to totally fucking awesome when I looked in the rearview mirror and saw her just like, argh! And it happened, you know where that house is that has the Ten Commandments just posted up on the house? Like,
although there's, like, ten houses around here like that.
Excuse my face. Yeah, but it's the one over on the east side, kind of by Whitefish Stage there. There's that one as you're coming up the hill, and it's just huge fucking sign. This is our house. These are our rules given to us by our God.
Rules.
Right, yeah. So I hope it was
four
her.
Of which are laws, I think.
Right.
Only four of.
Exactly. The more... The important things, at least.
Right.
So, what did we talk about last night? We were trying to find what...
stuff.
So you're like, hey, have you ever done it on this couch? And what did I say? I was like, nah. And you're like,
true?
Hey. Then what did you say?
Is that true?
That was true. And
are
I've
you
never,
sure?
I'm pretty sure. I appreciate you guys not leaving feedback if you say I'm wrong. But yeah, no. Totally not.
Not that they would know.
Right, he would know. He's slept on the couch before.
And I don't think...
Has your face ever stuck to the couch?
No.
When you've gotten up before?
So. Well, if
well
it,
that could be that, just him by him, his lonesome. Yeah.
That would be a telltale sign for me if you're sticking to the couch.
Because that's kind of his spot right
that's
there.
That's my bad.
I guess, but...
Right.
But for, to
that's
to your
why
knowledge,
I always sleep with my head on that side
please
of the
bump
couch.
That again. Okay.
To your knowledge, Brayden, he hasn't... God. He hasn't slept with anybody on this couch.
That's as far as I know.
I slept with the kitty on the couch. Does that count?
I know. I was going to say there is at least one pussy he slept with on this couch.
That's right. I put the kitty in the middle with the silver spoon and the little boy blue and the man in the moon. And
wow.
Wow. So what did you ask? Something about cameras and...
Oh, I want to fuck online. I think it'd be great, just
my
so people
like
can vote on it and be like, yeah, that was amazing, dude. That no, you know what, you should totally have your photo over here.
Wait, what?
Or blah, blah, blah.
What did you say?
Why don't you just film porn?
Danny?
Well, we could do that. We just film
also,
it.
Also.
Because he's got
live.
A nice camera.
Right.
And you know,
we'll
I'm really good
just
at
fucking do
set.
It live!
Well, we'll do it live, and then we'll have it filming with his camera also from another angle and stuff, and we can edit it later and then put it up as a porn.
Hey,
later.
I don't know what to play us out means, so fuck it. We'll do it live.
Can that be Monday's show?
The Bill O'Reilly
no.
thing?
The See, but you can't tell him.
Tonight's episode of The Jam Hole has been canceled to bring you these following news announcements. Dee! Ah! Ah! Bow wow! Do you like hot studs? Oh, wow.
Oh, God.
So, and then I told her we probably can't do that on live video because I don't know if they allow full on. Like, I know they allow cam whores that are like, guys are typing shit and they're like, oh, you want to see this? And they're like, But, like, I don't know if they're like
full on fucking
doing it to it.
You're
going to
get
fucking, right.
Yeah, they're going to probably turn off your cam on live video for that. I don't
right.
think you
and,
can show nudity on there.
And the only account I have is for the Jam Hole. And I don't know if you know this or not, but when I have a boner and I want to do it, I really don't want to have to take 5 minutes and make an account on live video again. That's probably not even going to fucking work.
Well, why don't you do that before?
I'm like, hold on, honey. We got to go to Ustream because live video is down.
You got to do it before you plan, before you want to have sex.
Right, but we weren't thinking about that. Neither was she until it was happening.
Right.
She's like, hey, turn the camera on. And I'm like, okay, hold on. Suck me off while I make an account real quick. Like, I don't want to have to do that.
Verify
I want to
my email.
Right, it's late. I have to work in the morning. I want to just do it and then
do
go
to sleep.
Right. So
we should videotape it.
So I Twittered it. I'm like, huh, we have like almost 100 followers. Does anybody know where we can stream live? Because I don't give a fuck. We'll do it. I'll wear a bag over my head. I don't care. I
no,
won't
no
even.
Bags. No
we'll
bags.
Be like, this is Matt from the Jam Hole and Danny, also from the Jam Hole fame, doing it to it. Would you guys pay to see that? The Jam Hole says Matt can go fuck himself. Hey, that's... Wow. You can't do that.
I did. What are you going to do about it?
Frankie Cino says you should wear a mask. Oh, how cool would it be? Could we have furry sex?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I love
it. Watch that, too.
Do you know what?
Yes. Only if you dress
Wait,
up.
Do you know what that
you
is?
I
know
what
that
is. Could be a bunny or a bear.
Yes.
Or you could do a clown. Screw clowns. Do not allow clowns.
Oh, do you want to do clown sex?
Wait. Chad, what is the queerest animal you could think of?
Why? Is that what
a
I would
ferret?
Be? Are
yes.
you being funny? Are you cracking jokes?
Matt's a sissy lala.
I'd
be
a marmot.
Animal.
You would be a marmot or a ferret.
I'd be a kitty, duh.
Ferret. You fairy ferret. Sorry.
Unicorn, Frankie Cena says.
A
so
unicorn?
That'd be unisex.
No,
a
you
unicorn.
Could be
and
rainbow bright.
Kind of cool with
and
the
she,
horn.
Yeah.
Just for a creep factor, Frankie says. That would be awesome. Would the horn be like my cock? Like, would it be a weird upside down unicorn thing? Like,
just put a strap on your head.
Oh, like fucking Orgasmo, Chota Boy.
Yeah, you need set for that. I have everything to build a set.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh man. Because
right, we talk to you later.
Okay, yeah. And also the problem is we want if we're gonna film it, we want to have someone holding the camera. I don't want to be holding the camera and trying.
Can't do that.
You need someone to and then zoom in.
Well, I mean, we have 4 people here right now.
I know, right? Like, okay.
Totally
one of us has herpes and one of us is going to hold the camera.
I'll hold the camera.
The person with herpes.
You know, the cat was involved in this.
No way, it's one out of five. My bad,
oh,
guys.
Fuck. Oh, I guess we're good then. Wait, get us kitty count.
Kitty count.
Exactly, kitty count.
Oh, man. So, thegemhole.com/Danny, if you guys want to follow her Twitter. Before we get into what happened to you today, what happened after that? Can I talk about this? Yeah? Okay, so you came home kind of cocked a little bit, half cocked to the wind.
I was drinking a little bit at the bar, and I wasn't completely inebriated or anything, but I was sober enough to drive.
Of course.
I was just a little bit happier than normal.
Really? Because I wouldn't have known from the conversation we had that you were happier than normal.
You just stopped.
I'm good.
Could you stop, really?
I'm not used to it being there.
Well, stop it.
Okay, so continue.
So we had a great time, and then we...
And then what?
Fucked on this couch.
And then what?
And then shut your face.
This is so awesome.
You're like a fucking...
You guys really need to...
Little annoying bird going, hey, 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 you know what? Fuck you.
You guys need to hear this. Okay, then what?
I need another drink.
This was last night. No, hold on. Give her a minute. Okay, then what?
Oh. Okay, so I found out previously that Matt does not like women who drink a lot.
Right,
or
like you could call it a rule of sorts that I generally try and not date women that drink.
Or do a lot of other things.
Well, no, not that doesn't bother me. Now so a little bit because I just finally got totally clean from, like, drugs and shit, except for weed and all.
So I'll
do some coke every now and then. Ain't no big thing. But.
So I know that you generally dislike all those
right,
things. Okay.
Right.
And so in my opinion, in my brain, I'm like, oh, shit, I'm fucked. Because,
when we first met.
Well, when we first met, I was drunk.
Right, okay.
I'm not going to lie. I was drunk.
And that makes sense. I
understand. And it was amazing, and it was great
and
stuff.
And
then I remembered it later and texted you and called you, and this is where we are today.
Right.
But anyway, long story short, I stopped drinking basically to hang
swindle
out with you.
Not swindle. Okay.
Not swindle.
Entrap?
Entrap's a good
okay,
word.
No? Okay. What
sure.
word would you use? Impress, perhaps.
Sure,
okay,
sure. I just want if I was gonna like you, I want to be sober during the entire duration of the time that I'm going to fall into like with you.
You gotta be able to make clear decisions.
Yeah, you need to be
right,
able to make clear
okay.
decisions. So I was like, I'm gonna stop drinking, and you know, I know that he doesn't like people who drink and stuff. So I'm gonna stop and see where this goes. Well, it went. Somewhere.
To Funky Town. It went downtown for
it
like half
downtown.
Hour, then it... Why? Okay.
Anyway.
That's a Monday
up.
Show.
Got anyway,
it. Go.
So...
Is that hard to keep?
So I was like, Matt, you gotta realize that every day after work, I usually go to the bar and have a drink or two or whatnot, and when I get home, I'll have a couple beers, and I'll go to sleep.
Okay, so... Okay, stop right there. So every day... I drink. So, Matt, pretty much the girl that you totally fell in love with doesn't exist, and I'm a raging alcoholic. But I actually stopped totally drinking and being myself so that you would like me. And now that I got you, I'm going to show you who I really am,
and so
which
I'll get
is
a drink.
Totally what you don't like.
Right.
Right. Okay, and then what happened?
Well... I'm not that different, okay? Am I
right.
that?
No,
I'm
not,
not that
at
different
all.
At all.
No.
But I just didn't know if you were going to be comfortable with me. Yeah.
Shazef says, Matt, please don't be an ass. I'm not. I just want her to.
Yes, you are.
Yeah. No, that was, anyway.
Fuck you. I am not.
Wow, this show's a mess. I'm
this
sorry,
is so
people.
Awesome. No, this
anyway,
is awesome. Go.
No, I just wanted Matt to know that, you know, this is the things. These are the things that I do on a daily basis, and this is who I really am. And
well,
stuff.
It's just like you know, Matt smoking weed every day. Or
exactly.
Right. Well,
you know what?
It's and
the
that's
same thing.
That's so, why I told her then. So I'm like, okay, if you come to me just all of a sudden after we have this awesome sex and this awesome relationship for almost a month, and be like. I'm totally actually going to start drinking now. That would have been, I equated that to me saying, I just quit shooting up and doing drugs because I wanted to impress you. And now that I've impressed you, I'm going to start doing drugs again because that's who I really am. And then you said, go to hell.
It wasn't,
it's not the same thing.
It wasn't to that extent. So right. You know, you're shooting up and stuff, and you're totally not clear minded
right.
at all.
Having a drug problem.
Hey, what's wrong with shooting up? You know.
I know. It's that's why I tried to rationalize it to her. I'm like, dude. When you go to the hospital, the doctors aren't, like, crushing up pills and saying, here, snort
here,
this.
Snort this.
No,
like,
they give you injections.
Show me your vein.
I'm a doctor.
I got
whatever.
An IV for you.
Right.
Anyway, the whole thing is that, you know, I could have a couple of drinks or whatever, come home, sober up a little bit, have a beer or two, and go to sleep, and still have the rationality in my head to make clear decisions and stuff, and still talk to you as the same person I was before.
Right.
And not be that way. But if I'm shooting up a bunch of crap...
Hey, he can shoot up pills. He's almost cooler
on
pills.
Like,
I know, right? He's totally cool. He just falls asleep. He's
yeah,
fine.
He
just put him in the corner. It's good.
He's like, whatever. Dude, I love you.
was I like that? Really?
Wait.
Almost.
Brayden, you were so cute. Do it again. he went like this. Can
oh,
I say
fuck.
Something
please.
Real quick, though?
Yes, please.
Well, something, Danny,
say
that you're... What you're saying is that you're not trying to leave yourself when you're drinking. You're not trying to cover anything up.
No.
You're still being you, and you know what you like about what you do, so you're not going to leave that behind just in getting drunk.
Exactly.
You're just
still
getting high,
always
basically.
The same person.
Hey, I like nodding out, so what?
That's
well,
the best part.
And I totally
well, no,
had no
I know
intentions.
What she's talking about.
I totally had no intentions of going back to. I was just saying it's
right.
kind of the same thing that you would quit drinking to impress me and then be like, okay, this is what's going to happen. I'm going
to
totally
it
turn
didn't
back.
Sound like, it didn't sound like she was doing it to impress you so she could
well, because
you could
she
see
knew,
her just sober.
Because she knew that I had a rule that I didn't date chicks that drink, which I already had told her that I don't care, that's fine, and that I'm not going to try and change you. Whatever you want to do, that's fine.
Yeah,
so,
appreciate but, me for who I am.
You,
kind
you
of
know
thing.
Right. And
first,
I totally did.
The first little bit while we were hanging out and seeing each other and stuff, I didn't know that. And I still wasn't drinking because I know that I need to make clear decisions and I don't need to be getting fucked up every
right.
night and doing the wrong things with the wrong people and stuff. So I did that on purpose to be sober, to decide if I like you or not.
Good right.
job. If I want to spend time with you or not. And now that I know that I like you,
let's
when I'm
get
sober,
wasted every night. right.
Now
no, I understand what you're saying, totally.
But I just wanted to let you know that I do like to drink and stuff, but what did I also tell you? What did I make? I made a deal with you. Elaborate on it, please.
That you would... Oh, the drinking thing?
Yes.
Right, right.
And because, okay, I drink every day.
And I don't drink
you.
At all. So she's like, I'll drink when you drink.
You don't drink
at
all yet.
Except tonight. Okay. And the other
and
night.
And episode 150.
Right.
Yes.
And that. And when I was on the cruise. But I don't like it. It's not my first choice.
Right.
But
it's
if
every
we're
once
all,
in a while.
Right. But it happens since I started doing this show. It's a better drug almost than weed because it kind of loosens you up a little bit
it's
or whatever.
It's good for us to do it. Every once in a while.
Right, exactly. And I'm not going to do it as an everyday thing as long as she can be cool with that. And I even told her, like, whatever. If you want to be a raging drunk, that's cool. More fucking funny shit for the show. I don't give a fuck. But I would prefer it if it wasn't, like, all day, every day. That's what.
It was never all day, every day.
Then
it's just
there was no problem.
It's something that I enjoy to do. And if I can, I do, whatever. But if you don't like it, then I found out that I like you enough to the fact that I will not do it as much for you.
Huh.
So,
and now that
that's
recorded, rocking. It is set in stone. And
it will be archived in the next 30 minutes.
Right?
Cheers!
And technically,
cheers.
Technically you're not changing yourself. You're still being you. Because you like him. Like, you're not changing yourself for him. You already know you like him. Those little cells in your body are going, oh my God, I want to do you again and again and again and again. And I'm going to do you again and again and again and again.
And I can't wait for that tongue to heal. Holy fuck.
As much, then,
yeah.
Why not?
Well, the whole thing was, is that's why I was sober.
But see, the whole...
Exactly.
So a lot of it was, though, when you were explaining all of this, you were totally making... Like, I seriously thought you were, like, 2 seconds away from being like, this is done, have a nice day. Like, you totally started bringing it out, like... I like you, but, and then it goes into all this shit about why
like
we can't.
It's like a confession.
Yeah, exactly. I really like this girl, but we can't be together because this and this and this.
He thought I was trying to give him a bunch of reasons why not to like me. Right. Say, hey, this isn't going to work out. Just say it's over and be done with me. I was, you know, like, hey, I'm stupid. I'm an idiot. Don't like me.
Yeah.
Drop me like a bad habit, whatever.
And that's
the way it came
like.
Out to him. But
you kept bringing, you were like, and this, and then this. And I'm like, you're just giving me a bunch of reasons not to like you, but it's not working because I don't care.
And exactly, and that's cool. And that's what I wanted. That's what I wanted to see. I was like,
so you were testing me.
Basically, you know, if I'm going to tell you all the things that all my vices, anyway, as you would like to put them,
my Miami vices,
just write down the list.
I have vices, and if you know, if I could still do them to an extent,
right.
and still be with you, and you're comfortable with it, that's fine. But I want to let you know firsthand that this is, you know, something that I like to do and stuff.
And as long as it's not affecting
exactly,
life,
it never
like,
has affected.
As long
anything.
As you don't pawn the cat, so you can buy some crack, like we're good, right?
I wouldn't get much.
As long as you can afford to get the drugs while taking care of everything else, it's cool.
Sorry, man.
Nice. All wow. right. So, and that was it. And my, a lot of it was I didn't want to be around like a whole bunch of shit and.
What do you mean by shit?
Alcohol
exactly?
and just
you know
stuff in general. You know what the fuck I mean.
Well, yeah. alcohol, especially for you, just because.
Right,
your genetic
history. If I start drinking
not
a lot,
even him. Anybody that comes in contact with alcohol in a relationship,
no, but him,
fucked.
But him especially,
I'm predisposed to blacking out and destroying
right.
things.
No, Danny knows what she's talking about. She knows what she likes about whatever it is that you like. You're going to keep doing that. You're not going to change it for him.
Right, and
however,
I,
you want him to hey, be like, dude.
Right, and I
joke.
Told her that before this all got to where it's at now. Remember, hey, I was like, hey, it's all cool. Hey, whatever you want to do, do hey, it. If you want to fuck hey, dudes, fuck dudes. Just hey, don't lie. What?
Hey.
What?
Hey.
What?
I like hey. You, Jess.
Hey.
Yes! Woo!
She defended me.
Nice.
I will keep on
okay.
It's kind of my thing.
So then you laid it all out, and it was all sad, and I was like, huh, that was the point where you just kept sounding like you just wanted to fucking give me reasons to just be like, okay, this is dumb, I'm done with this. And but, then I went and had a smoke outside and gave you a sec, and I had a minute, and then I came back in, and then what happened?
Wait, was that last night or this morning?
That was last night.
I think I passed
remember
out.
When I had a cigarette, and then I came back in, and you're like, so what did you decide? Like, it was up to me all of a sudden.
I think I went to sleep.
Okay, well, you were talking remember. In your sleep, and you're like, so what did you decide? And then you said, can I suck your cock? And I was like, oh, I decided that, yes, you can suck my cock.
I did
and then
not.
You have my permission.
You don't know.
Wait a minute,
you were asleep.
Did I just not hear on another
I
episode
don't,
that
I
wasn't going to happen?
Okay, thejamhole.com/pics. There's a picture of it, because I knew you'd be like, nuh-uh.
I didn't wake up with a taste of dick in my mouth, so...
Yeah, that's true.
That
she does
happen.
Have a point. Didn't you say that that wasn't
no,
going to happen?
No, I remember. I was at my house
when
watching.
She, I know. Well,
I
yeah, that
watched,
was...
I
watched,
and I went, oh, my gosh.
She
you
did
know
it.
That we have to watch this again? You're going to go, oh, I said that?
Oh, my
have
God.
Have you not been drinking that night? Because but, if you had been, you'd been like, oh, no, we're going to do
it. And I don't want alcohol being used as, no, I was drunk, that's why I did that. No excuses. You can't use that as an out.
I believe the quote from that show was, is, you have not asked me to do it, so I'm not going to do it.
That was going to be the quote. And then the quote was, I can only say this because she's not here right now, or something like that.
No,
and that
no,
was
no. the show before that, you're asking
oh, right,
about all
right.
that crap
okay.
and stuff, and I was like, you know what, you haven't pressured me to it, to do it and stuff, and that's no big deal. I can do it, you just never asked me to do it. So, cool, whatever.
MDS says, I love it when I make Matt do a double take. He types something, and like, I looked at it, and then I was like, did that seriously say, Bopa!
Bopa!
Bopa! That's a callback to a whole nother podcast. Oh. Thank you for that, MDS. So we're staying at your house when we go to New York?
Sweet.
Is that okay. what I understand? I heard you have...
He's all the way in Florida.
Call in and
oh.
talk to us,
MDS
man.
In Florida? Sweet. Holla.
Yeah, if you guys have anything to say about any of this, 406-204-466...
Even if you don't have anything to say...
4-6-8-7.
Call
right.
in and visit for a second.
Right, okay, so...
You didn't spit that out.
No, I didn't. I tried to. Okay, so... Then that happened, and then I was like, I was like, I don't give a shit. I just want to be here with you, and that was fine. And you were like, And then I fell asleep. And then we woke up, and what?
Well, I had to pee, and you were still asleep.
Okay.
And
and then she put her dick in my mouth. Ah, yeah, come on.
Girl, it finally comes out.
I know, because she didn't wake up with the taste in her mouth, but I most certainly did.
It's weird when you're the one that doesn't wake up with morning wood.
I know, right?
Yeah.
My God, get that away from me. I'm sleeping.
It's like, hey,
God, hey. Hey, wait, is that why she said?
Earlier, your balls are bigger than his, so everybody knows now.
Yeah, is that why she
belong in the camera?
Frankie Sino says, "Ew, penis."
Is that why she said she wouldn't give blowjobs? Because she was expecting you to give her one.
She's like, "I don't give them, but I'll fucking take them all day, bitches. Let's go."
The only way to turn down is face down.
Oh, that's true. Face down, ass up. That's
the way we like to fuck.
Because all of the people we fuck have really ugly faces. Okay. So,
oh, my God.
No, it's a joke for something. Not right. Okay. That's DJ Funk.
Yes, it's huge.
She's hung. That's why she's wearing my pants.
Like a horse.
Yeah. I am also.
I lost my leg in the war.
She's William Hung. Okay. So, then what?
Oh, where were we?
You went to pee. Dick in my mouth.
It's because your alarm clock kept going off and I poked you and you wouldn't move.
Right.
So I was like, fuck this shit.
Because someone kept me up till 4 in the morning telling me all the reasons why I shouldn't be with them. Right.
I was awake.
Go.
Yeah, you would still be awake at 4 in the morning.
Right.
All by yourself jerking off or whatever.
Okay.
I was awake. Anyway.
That was before.
All right, so I tried to poke him.
I'm just saying, either way.
The camera was on, wasn't it? Shit. Okay, go
ahead. I tried to poke Matt. He didn't move. Whatever. I had to piss. And I was dehydrated because I'd been drinking the night before, and I was like, oh, crap, I need something to drink.
So, okay, real quick, do you think that had anything to do with you bringing up all of a sudden, or was it just time?
Time.
It was time?
Time.
Time out. Okay, too many fucking feelings here. What's going on?
Yeah.
So you were sick of being my not girlfriend. You were either going to be like, this is either going to be over, or it's going to go to the next level, Mario level 3-1. Giant land.
Giant land.
Right.
Is that really level 3-1?
No. It might be. I don't know.
It is a good one, though.
It is a good one.
It's great.
Good music.
Okay, so what happened next?
All right, so I go take a piss.
Right. Standing up.
I shake it. It's cool.
What? Where that water's cold? Damn.
It was great. Had a little
do you
fun.
Use just the normal urinals like a dude?
Get on it and I like spread my shit and
you just
I
fucking
squat,
put one
like,
leg
right
up.
On it and,
yeah.
Like kind of
fucking
pee
whatever.
It and it's great. It's
cool. Okay, so enough,
I would
about,
like
your,
to see
enough
that.
About your dick that's bigger than mine. Continue, please.
My mangina.
Yes.
All right, so I go back in. He's still not moving. And I'm like, dude, you're going to be late for work. Get the fuck up.
Right.
And he's like, what's new?
Yeah,
right.
So he gets up. And he's actually up on time to where he can, like, you know, get ready for work and do whatever and start his truck and
maybe
shit.
Maybe
work on time.
Maybe had something to do with last night instead of just kind of laying there sleeping. I was like, all right, I'm going to just get up and get out of here so you can do what you want to do.
Well, you weren't moving beforehand.
Well, right,
so.
But once I was awake, and then I remembered the conversation, I was like, oh, right, this again.
Well, if I do remember correctly, you rolled over to me and gave me a big hug and said, I had the weirdest
All right.
And then
that
I was
did
like,
happen. Fuck my life.
And I said, what are you talking, what kind of dream? You said,
hold on, let me tell you. Okay. So then what?
Mm-hmm.
You want another drink?
Oh, I got up and smoked a cigarette.
Sounds like it.
I got up and smoked a cigarette, and you were out here in the living room, and you're like, what the fuck are you doing awake? And I was like, I can't sleep because I'm just awake now, and I'm retarded. Because your alarm clock woke me up. Because it's
okay.
Like, meep, meep. It really
it's
fucking
so
and then
loud.
Once
it's,
that goes off, you're awake until.
Yeah, I want to punch babies.
You're good, yeah.
Like, if that goes off in a nursery, dear God, I'm going to go.
Punching
that's usually
babies.
How I am. Once something wakes me up, no
I'm
matter
done,
how little
done.
Sleep I had,
it's
I'm
done.
Awake now.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Well,
like,
I'm normally used to
sucks.
Openings, so I usually go to work at 8:30 in the morning. So
right.
Now they have me on night shift, and it kind of screws my shit up, and I'm awake in the morning. So, if I'm awake, whatever, I get
okay,
up.
Okay, so then what did we talk about?
We talked about
what'd you
the
say?
Conversation from the night before.
Uh-huh. And I accepted your apology.
Yeah, and then we agreed on the, you know, drinking when you drink thing.
Right. And then?
And then.
What'd you say?
And then.
What'd you say?
And then.
Okay. Thank you. What'd you say?
I didn't say this to you, but I came to a conundrum in my mind.
Mm. A conundrum?
And a conundrum. You like that?
Conundrum was the name.
Conundrum is a good one.
Conundrum was the name of a gnome in one of those Dragonlance books over there. Huh?
Really? Well, Conundrum's not a name. It's
just
a, it's
geek
a,
that
it's
shit
a
up.
Fucking A. All
fucking
night.
A.
Fucking nerds.
Okay, and then what?
And in my mind, I thought to myself, the reason why I became Matt's not girlfriend is so that I can be single and do whatever I please with whoever I please when the fuck I please.
But since Matt told you that you can just do whatever you please, fucking people and whatnot, as long as you told me and didn't lie to me about it, that was fine, then you were like...
Well, see, even you telling me that, still in my mind, it's just not right, so I wouldn't do that.
Okay, so
you.
Real quick, you earmuffs. Okay, guys, so what you do, if you actually tell your girls that they can fuck other dudes, they won't want to. Okay, go
they
ahead.
Will.
No, that's a bunch of bullshit.
Okay, guys, but you have to. Okay, but you have to satisfy your girls. Okay. Also. Okay,
you have go. To be really good in the sack, and then
right.
say that.
Better
cool.
Better go get your tongue pierced.
Right, this yeah. guy, right here.
Buddy.
Okay, so then.
Braden, that was awesome. Yes. But I came to a, you know, conundrum in my mind. I was like, okay, well, you know, he told me I can go out and fuck other people as long as I told him, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just keep everything.
Because that's going to make everything
exactly. all
go. By the way, I just went and fucked like two dudes.
Hey,
that's cool, though, right?
I have syphilis. I just brought this home.
Yeah,
I
you told me that was cool that I did that as long as I told you, right?
Right.
Yeah,
I said,
just fucked two dudes.
Don't bring home anything nasty
right.
to our bedroom.
Well,
and
two out of five.
Don't lie.
Right?
Don't be like, oh, I'm going that's home because I'm tired and then be out fucking dudes. Fuck you guys. Okay, so then what?
Fuck. Okay,
Shazam
then.
Says, but variety is still nice.
Well, of course.
Shazam, you
of course
are my
you
hero.
Can't eat an Anna's every day, right?
I know. You, sometimes you want an barbecue,
some,
man.
Some days you want famous days.
Exactly.
Sometimes
you
want famous
sometimes
days.
You just feel famous.
Yeah, I feel famous.
Sometimes
yes.
Italian
okay.
doesn't
okay.
do it for you and eat some barbecue.
Okay, so right. then what? Thank you, Braden.
Shazam, right. you're my hero.
Shazam is like the woman of all women. Like every
Shazam,
woman, that's where you want to be, women.
Shazam yeah. is the woman I was yeah, trying yeah. to be, actually,
right.
you know, just to go out every night and be with a different dude and, you know, explore my fucking options
vagina.
And stuff.
Maybe
okay.
send the Jamal
whatever.
Some nude pics.
Hey, maybe. I don't know.
Whatever.
What
know?
Else? Hey, WVs.
I got with Matt, you,
mm-hmm.
you
multiple
this
times.
Guy.
This guy right here.
That guy.
Two thumbs up, tongue pierced. That's
all
me.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
go ahead.
That I paid for. Ding.
okay, hold on real quick. Someone's asking us to give shout-outs. We will give shout-outs if you go to thejamhole.com/donate and give us money.
Ooh.
Shout-outs for money. We're trying to go to New York. Fuck. It's
yeah.
expensive. We live in Montana. There's actually no airports here. We
you
have
know,
to...
I don't know if you know this or not, but we're kind of going through an economic depression.
Right. So what we have are
I
cows
know.
With hang gliders on them, and
right.
the cows run, and we just... Right, okay.
Well,
yeah.
and you have to do the you do me, I do you factor.
Right, you
so
do me.
There has to be something that you're going to
Dre,
them.
Dre Pepper, you do me, and we will do you. And CJ.
We'll do you back.
And George.
We will do you back. That's kind of scary.
Right, and then we're all going to do it
I
on
will,
these
yeah.
cameras.
Right.
Right.
Only I'm a yes. videographer.
Four orgy. You're getting
three
it
different
and
angles.
Cat. Five.
Oh, and
okay.
the cat.
Five by five. Go.
So,
then what'd you say? Matt, will you...
What, where were we at before that?
The part where you asked me, because this needs to hurry up and get over. Matt, will you please be my... What'd you say? Spit it out. Come on, say it. Don't be shy.
It starts with a B.
What'd you say?
Butthole?
Come on.
Okay.
Own up. Hey, stop. You stop.
Matt, can I fuck your butthole?
Own up. Own up to this shit. Come on.
Okay, so I thought to myself, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, the reason why I wanted to be his not girl
right,
boyfriend,
we got that.
Girlfriend Ooh. Is because I want to be single and
fuck
do whatever. Long story short, for the last however many weeks it's been, I haven't wanted anybody else besides Matt, and because he makes me happy.
That's
and
right.
It's good news.
Satisfies
me,
which is
smile.
Great. Makes he makes me smile.
That's right. That's so
some
then
Dr.
what?
Dr. Phil bullshit.
So, right.
So I was like, you know what? If I don't want anybody else, and I'm not looking at anybody else, I'm not thinking about anybody else. You know what? Fuck this shit. Matt, will you be my boyfriend?
And I said, no.
Not dick.
I know I did. I was like, no. And the look on her face was fucking priceless.
Fuck my life.
Did she punch you right afterwards?
Yes, actually, she did. She's like, are you fucking... I was like, I'm just kidding. I fucking love you.
He thought I was joking. I was like, right. Matt, will you be my boyfriend? Like, all sincere and shit. And like, it just looked like I was joking, I guess. He's like, you know what? No.
That's a really long flight of stairs. Just
because I've been bugging her about that for like the past couple weeks, and she's been like, no, not yet, no, not yet. And then she finally does it. I'm like, you know what? No, not yet. But then I got over it, and I was like, yes, of course I will be.
Because you can't say
just
no to
don't,
her.
I know, I can't. Just don't be a fucking lush. That's all I ask.
Or
she'll
push you down a stairs.
I know.
And
so
I will put
good.
You down a set of fucking stairs. You
I know.
Oh, my God.
And
yes.
I'll take it. Because I'm a tumbler. Okay.
You're a sissy lala.
So then what? And then I went to work.
Oh, you were all sorts of happy and shit, and like,
right.
I love you,
and stuff, okay, and right.
I stayed here on the computer and played.
Yay. Right.
Well, this woman is over here dancing.
I know, her legs
are awesome. I think I got some ones, dude. Seriously, I got some ones.
Oh, shit.
You start taking it off.
Strip a cam.
I'll put some
strip
ones
cam.
On.
Strip a cam.
Okay,
here, you tell your stories, I gotta pee. So, thejamhole.com/Danny, follow her Twitter, this is what happened to her today.
Will you grab me a beer?
Yes.
Thank you.
Got some stories? That's crazy.
Yeah, I actually got some notes.
You are already doing more than what I do.
All right.
I know, she actually made notes. You've been on here for 150 what?
There's been times.
How many notes have you made? You
know there's what? Been a few, actually. There's been a few times I've wrote notes in your
because
notebook.
I was like, hey, Brayden, write that down.
Yeah, well, because I tell you something, and I'm
funny.
You
want to know what? Brayden has this look on his face constantly of, oh, I could so say something right now. Oh, I could so... I am so gonna not say that right now. I know I could totally raw.
Brayden's beautiful. Brayden has a gorgeous face. Yes. Chad, does Brayden have a gorgeous face? I believe so.
Who's Chad?
I don't know who Chad is.
Those cute boys.
Chad, I have a manager named Chad. Chad, are you my manager?
Let's just all talk at the same time, please.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's right.
Okay, so, Danny, your story.
My story. Okay, so, this morning, after all that sissy lala bullshit happened with me and Matt.
After that.
And he says, fuck you, from the bathroom.
Fuck you.
He's in there waggling his dick right now. Anyway, I came in here, made a new playlist on my iPod, yada yada, what the fuck
ever. No big deal.
No big deal, whatever. It's pimpalicious, by the way.
Straight G.
No big deal. So, I'm on my way to work and stuff. I gotta be to work at noon, and I'm...
Bullshit.
Shut up. I'm flying down 93, doing about 75 or whatever, and...
Yeah, because, I don't know, just so everyone here knows, the high speed limit here is like 65.
Pretty much, you know.
It's about as fast
I was
as it
speeding,
gets.
No, you know, I don't... It's... Whatever, fuck it. I was speeding. That's not what I got pulled over for, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But obviously, there was a highway patrolman behind me somewhere along the
way. While you're speeding?
While he didn't say anything about speeding, but I flicked a cigarette out my window.
All right.
Okay.
That's
and,
normal.
I, and it must
People
have hit him
time.
Right in the face from his windshield or some shit, and he saw it and was like, skirt, fuck
and,
this bitch.
And then he pulled you over.
And then he pulled me over. And I'm right at the right before the roundabout on 93, getting on to Maine into town, and like everybody's passing by, like, haha, look at that fucker, she got pulled over. You know,
right
I do
Maine.
That. I'm that person. I'm like, haha, look, you suck. You suck at life. Have a great day.
Oh, look at the loser that just got pulled over.
So I'm that loser being pulled over. And the cop comes up to my window, and he has the audacity to come up to my window and say, hi, how you doing today?
Hey, you having a good day?
Are you having a great day? I'm awesome. I'm meeting my quota right now.
I can't wait to get this fucking ticket you're about to shove in my ass.
Yeah,
cool.
And so I look at him, I go, I was doing great. And
how are you?
I said, I was like, okay, well, exactly what are you pulling me over for? What did I do? And he said, did you notice that you pulled a cigarette or you flicked a cigarette out your window?
Yeah.
You didn't grab a beer.
Oh,
thank you.
Fuck my life.
Fuck
his life, yeah. But I said, he goes, did you notice that you threw a cigarette out your window? And I said, I don't know. Did I? And
I'd be like, did you seriously notice
I don't
that?
Know.
Because I was doing like 75.
Yeah. I don't know.
How did you see that?
I'm fucking 93.
Okay. I don't know how he noticed that, but anyway, I was like, you know what, I probably did. I don't have a clue, honestly, because I didn't really pay attention. I'm trying to get to work, I'm on my way to work, I'm busy, whatever. Let's jam it out of my crap, it's really loud. My ashtray's full. Mm-hmm. Shit happens.
Whatever. Well, and it's normal for people to pull to throw their cigarettes out the window here
and
anyway.
It's the all the time. Of winter.
But I always look, when I do it, I always look behind me and make sure there's not a cop. I'm going to bounce it off his fucking windshield.
Go right in his window.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, I was in a hurry and wasn't really paying attention to all that, so I was being oblivious to the fucking world, just jamming out to my crap and doing whatever. So I was being stupid. My fault. Whatever.
Whatever.
So it's early. You're tired. I forgive you.
Yeah. Whatever. So he asked for my license and my insurance and stuff. Or as he's doing this, I'm twittering this whole thing.
Of course.
While
and
the cop is
my
there.
License.
While the cop was there, I'm holy like, shit. I gotta tell my boss that I'm late. And I'm like.
That's balls, dude. I usually wait till after some fucked up shit happens. Then I'm like, holy shit, I just splashed a fat bitch in the truck. Not like, I'm about to splash and splash send.
And splash.
Good.
Yeah, well, it sucked, whatever. I was
that's crazy, though, just to be like, hold on, Mr. Officer, I got a Twitter that you're being a fucking cunt right now, pulling me over for flicking a fucking cigarette butt out the goddamn window.
In
thank
the middle
you.
Of fucking winter!
I know, right? Yeah, you're a fucking you. Asshole. I'm
not
sorry.
Gonna catch
Smokey the Bear over here trying to prevent forest fires in the middle of fucking winter time,
and also in the middle of town.
Hey,
no,
way
Smokey
to present.
Bear smokes in winter.
Yeah, he does. He's a bear.
I watched it on an advertisement once.
Bears hibernate in winter.
Well, that's right.
Right. But when he wakes up from that sleep, the first thing he does,
he's gotta have a cig.
I gotta have my fucking smoke and take a dump.
Right.
The size of fucking 6 months
fucking,
ago.
My
dude,
fucking 3 months.
Has anyone
dump.
Heard a cigarette called a poop stick?
No.
No.
No?
No.
No.
Fucking,
I've heard them
so
called
many
squares,
talk, no,
fucking
stick.
Fags.
Fags, bitch a dooger.
Oh, I've heard them called
okay,
poop
so
sticks.
When he did that, weren't you like, it was a non-filtered cigarette, there's no litter or waste? Were you just
well,
like, give me the ticket,
well,
I'm late
dude,
for work?
Well, that and the fact that I have my pack of Marb Lights sitting right there.
Okay. Those are actually not mine. They're my new boyfriend's, and you can actually call him because I have one now. Go fuck yourself, copper.
Well, anyway.
I would have been like, you'll never get me, she, and then spit off. Copper, you'll never get me.
You'd have, like, held out of my window, and I'd be like, oh, shit, get
suck
off
my
window.
Fucking Palomo, copper, wah. Lucky strike, see?
Anyway, he asked me for my license and my proof of insurance and stuff, and I have my license, cool. But I dug around in my car for 15 minutes trying to find my insurance, finding out that I don't
was
have it.
Did you
okay.
get a
is
no insurance
expired?
Ticket?
No, he only gave me a warning. I just have that proof of insurance when I walk into to see the judge.
So okay. you do well, have insurance. You well, just didn't have it in the car.
Okay. I have to have full coverage because I have a lien on the car because right. I bought it and it was a lot of... I got
you
screwed.
Got a loan on it.
Yeah,
I was going to say, if you didn't have insurance, we'd just make you a card and you'd be good to go.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, Jable says, I got my first ticket a week ago. 12 years of perfect driving till now. What was it for? Just out of my own curiosity.
I'm going to guess speeding.
Probably.
Or a traffic violation.
Funny coincidence. He got his first one. If I get one more, I actually don't get to work anymore.
At least at where you do work.
I know. Okay. Oh, no insurance and registration, he said. That sucks.
Shame on you.
Have you been going the whole 12 years with no insurance or registration? Stolen car? No big deal. I sell drugs in it. Whatever.
WP.
It's got a taillight out. No big deal
yep.
also.
I'm just that, you know.
$800. Yeah, that sucks. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
So, anyway, he gave me a warning for the insurance and stuff, and he gave me this ticket for littering.
How much is a littering ticket?
It can be all the way up to $500.
Wait, so throwing cigarette butts littering?
Yeah. A cigarette butt. The tiniest, littlest fucking thing that you make your jail rat bitches do
and
picking up and stuff.
Yeah.
And no, you're going to charge me $500 for it?
Well,
they
I just
do
think
it
it's
because
weird.
They don't have paychecks. They do that because they're not getting a paycheck.
So
they
all
specifically
of,
pick you out.
They want to meet their quota.
But
every
the
day.
Whole the
exactly.
whole police the whole police system, yeah. they get paid from the fines from the tickets that they give out. Which
yeah.
seems weird. If you knew your paycheck was dependent on how many tickets you gave out, would you just be ticketing every motherfucker?
I would.
I'd be like, I'm getting overtime, bitches. You're all getting tickets,
no,
pretty much.
No, because you're still the dude that's recognized. I mean, no matter what, you get
as a
pulled
dick,
over.
Though,
well,
generally.
I mean, a penis is a... According to,
well, right.
You know, some people, they
dick is
good
sometimes.
Yeah,
like,
occasionally,
if,
not in
if,
that realm.
If you were getting murdered,
police,
you
dick,
would want the cop.
Dick, yeah,
right. Not when you're flicking cigarette butts
no!
out your window. Right.
No, that
okay.
in the middle
on your
of
way
fucking
to work.
Winter. Okay,
right.
In the middle of winter. when there is absolutely no problem with forest fires or anything.
When all the snow melts, that cigarette butt is going to be in the road, and it is going to be littering some shit.
But that's what we have our inmates for, to go out there and be dressed in orange with those little pick things.
You are just helping keep them busy.
Yeah.
If we don't litter, what are all those guys going to pick up on the fucking side of the road?
Hey, what are they going to do?
Just run $100 one day.
That's right.
I mean, that was when I was like 16 and shit. But that
so you were actually helping our community, and the cop came and told you, hey, we actually don't want you to help the community.
Yeah, so he wrote me a ticket and it said littering, flicking cigarette butt
littering
out the window.
Littering and?
Do they have tryouts?
Littering and? Littering and? Smoke in the reefer! Thank you. I'm glad we could all be a part of that one.
You boys like Mexico?
I love you guys. Yeah!
If ever you want to be a police officer,
greatest movie
download
ever.
Our page, yes. And now you can become
That's
a cop.
Right. Highway Patrol, no problem. You gotta open your throat.
Oh, man. The balls.
Anyway, he gave me a ticket for littering or whatever, and I was like, look, dude, you know, I'm a cook. I don't...
Shut up. How much was the ticket?
No, it doesn't say on the
she
ticket
won't know
how much it is.
She won't know until she goes and appears.
I asked the cop. I said, look, you know, how much is this ticket going to be
can
about?
Can I just
you know,
suck you off real quick? Because I am running late.
Bro.
I got some tits. You want to see
it? I want to know. What did he say?
Okay, well, I said, okay, no, look, dude. I was like, you know, I'm late to work, whatever. I've already called my boss. I know I'm late. Okay, cool. You gave me this ticket, but it doesn't say a price on it. And he's like, well, I just write the tickets. You're going to have to go to the judge.
But isn't there a price for littering?
Well,
just
it
like
can
there's
be...
a price for speeding a certain amount over the speed limit?
Well, I've never had a ticket in this state.
In Montana?
And or with
Wait,
this car?
What state is this, Braden?
It doesn't matter.
Hold on. Braden needs to answer. What state is this?
Obviously Montana.
Okay, thank you. Like, I just wanted to clear that up.
This is Montana, Mario. No, but seriously, he gave you a what kind of a runaround?
He said that he just writes the tickets. And that I would
really,
have to
Matthew?
Go...
Come on!
That's runner.
No,
don't
honestly,
you
honestly,
give me a run around because I'm a big fan.
No, if this guy did not give you a reason from the very get go, he had nothing.
No,
if
he
this
pulled
dude
her over
had
for
nothing
I
to tell
I believe
you,
that the butt hit his windshield. That's what happened.
Right. Honestly,
and it bothered him.
Probably. He was pulling the fucking winter blues, man. It's the winter fucking blues, dude. You know how gray it's been for fucking ever? You know how many puddles everybody's...
Yeah!
No, seriously, Danny, I'm sorry, but you just got dicked.
Yeah, I got dicked. Whatever.
No, I mean, it was dicked. Well, and that's
I don't
the
fit
thing,
in
though,
this town, so...
But that because they do it so subtle. And you know, I mean, if you liked to be dicked by cops, then we would do it more often.
Ooh.
But we don't. Because it doesn't feel
amazing,
very good. It's more like you're missing out on something.
My ex-girlfriend actually got dicked by a cop.
Ooh!
Well, yeah, she was dating him. That's funny.
Exactly.
Because it was when she was with me. Fun. Okay, so you did that, and then he was like, all right, on your way.
Well, he told me that I would have to go and see the judge, and the judge would determine what the fine is. So I have to go there on, like, Monday.
Right, so you get to miss more work. Oh, you'll
well, I have
do
to go
it
on Monday,
okay.
My day off.
Right.
So I have to go and see what that is. And if you know what, if that affects the fact that I have an appointment on Tuesday to get more ink work done, if I can't afford my ink work
because
of this
of your
stupid
ticket?
Because
fine,
how pissed are you going to be?
I'm
going to
choke
because...
this cop next time I see him. I'm going to be like, you know what? My arm is still naked because of your faggot ass.
MDS says, tell her about no contest, Matt. You can actually go in there and plead no contest, which means you're not saying you're not guilty, but you're not saying you are guilty, and they'll
you're
probably...
You're just saying whatever, just fucking
whatever,
get it over with.
You're a cock, I'm out.
Yeah,
basically.
Just fucking do
hey,
it.
Hey,
no,
you
no,
know
no,
what, MDS, that's
I,
a brilliant idea. I love you.
Can I be your lawyer? I will represent you to the fullest.
Are you sure that's a good idea?
No!
You shut the fuck up.
How about I'll give you a script and you run with it?
Yes, I will.
While someone takes
hey,
a screenshot
no,
of you hitting that?
I will
that?
Give
Juilliard,
you a script
yeah.
and you run with it.
I will represent you with this.
Yeah.
No, I'm not joking, dude. I mean, seriously, how many
I've seen Night Court. I can.
No.
Oh, right. I can
yeah.
do it.
Okay. I've watched Judge Judy and Judge Joe Brown, whatever.
I watched Sex Court. Does that count?
I'll just run there and be like, I'm pressing charges! I'm pressing charges with my weed!
Oh, okay, I can't give you script if you do that, man. Because I'm like, no, literally, you... Ah, yeah. The details. The details I picked up on those.
Chris Stoker says you will still have to pay, though. Yeah, the only reason I did the no contest thing was to keep the points off of my record, which would have made me not being able to be carried on the insurance and not have a job anymore. I still paid the fine. It just didn't go on my record. So, if you're worried about that, I will.
So, wait, if you get one more ticket, you're fucked, huh?
I'm fucked. Right, as it is, I have my own policy at that job. They
really?
Couldn't put me on everybody else's. They wouldn't do it. So they actually got me my own policy so that I could keep my job.
So
which
do you
is
have
tits?
So how many tickets do you have?
A bunch.
Do you have more
but
than they're allowed
check it out.
To let
check
you
this
have?
Out. Check this out. The cool thing about having so many is that like every 6 months, one of them drops off.
Really?
You know, they're like bam, bam, bam. Yeah.
Like flies,
you know what? You know what? If, so in the next couple of years, I'll be good.
Cool. If this guy would stop driving like a fucking idiot, maybe he wouldn't have so many tickets.
I drive in full control over the vehicle.
He doesn't drive
I'm in.
Like a fucking idiot.
How many
he
accidents,
drives fast.
Hey, how many accidents have you seen me avoid just because I'm so fucking just like...
Nope, that's the problem. That's the problem. As soon as you start to avoid something, you're fucking begging for it to happen.
And as soon as you're comfortable,
I barrel into it. You barrel into it. If something comes at you, you fucking go straight through it.
What if it's a penis? Do you still go straight through it?
If
I go straight to it, baby.
Okay, no, wait. We got to think about that for a second. We had a long sexual conversation. I mean, I wasn't part of it, but I sat there and listened to it for a while.
But
I was listening to it thinking, and then you just said, I was all something about if it's barreling towards you, just fucking go at it. Don't fucking dodge the shit.
No,
you don't
it's
dodge
a deer.
It.
You just go
you
right
just
for
said
it.
A
yeah,
penis.
You do. It's better for your
oh,
insurance.
Oh, wait, whoa, okay. A Peter.
MDS says, I can't wait for court Twitters.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, buddy. There will be court Twitters. You will
dun, dun, dun.
What does that mean?
When you twat something while you're in court, I guess.
I mean, I know a lot about court.
We'll get you a
I know
Twitter
a lot
account.
About twat.
We'll
too,
get you.
So. No, but
yes.
I'm glad you know about that.
And that's
no, but, yeah,
what
I've
this
got
show.
I've got one of those, and I
twats
favor her
and Twitters
among most.
And tweets.
That's what this show is all
twats,
about.
Twats, tweets, and Twitters.
Hey, the jam hole. Twats, tweets, and Twitters.
Yeah,
that's right.
Holla,
holla, holla! It's a voice. Thejamhole.com/donate if you want to bring twats, tweets, and Twitters to New York, and let's stay in your house, MDS. He isn't... Right, okay. So then what?
So, I got the ticket.
And hurry up,
because
we got some other shit to do.
Yeah, you
got
to do news.
Oh, right.
And FML and stuff. And whatever.
Oh, right, the rest of the show. Right.
Well, that's why I'm telling you to shut up
no,
and let
FML.
Me get over with this story
okay,
so we can
finish.
Get on with our lives.
Kill it.
Anyway, I went to work and stuff, and I realized that I forgot my cuck glove, which is an essential part to my job because I don't want to lose digits while I'm doing my job because I handle a knife all day.
And you did that yesterday,
I
too.
I did that yesterday, too. And, Matt brought me my glove because he's a fucking sissy lala.
And today, I totally saw it there, and I was like, you know what? I'm not even going to be like, hey, do you want me to bring this
and
to
you? And you know what? Did I text
but
you about
if
it?
If you would have, I would have brought it.
He would
But I was waiting to see if you were going to be like, hey, I forgot my glove again.
But because I was training a super hot newbie... he had hold of everything.
The morning you're like, okay, I guess there's nothing else better. I might as well be your boyfriend. She gets to work and there's this hot fucking dude there and you're like, damn it!
I was like,
I should have waited one more day. Fuck me.
He was gorgeous. But he has a 7-year-old daughter and I don't want to do that. So, that's,
what's our rule about kids? Abortion
yeah,
first.
Exactly.
That's
you.
Right.
Oh, unless the
but he's gorgeous.
Rocks.
Well, you
don't
know
like
if it's
kids.
Gonna rock or not.
That's the thing is, I don't like kids, but I love my kid style. Like, when I was little, like, I had a badass fucking... Have you ever built forts?
Yeah, of
I
course
I had a race car bed.
I mean, no, seriously, did you ever
so
build forts?
Yeah, I built forts. No, yeah.
That's the only reason... Yeah, I think your kids are super chill.
Snibbler says, prevent abortion. Kill sluts. But if we... that's good and all, but dude, if we kill all the sluts, who are we going to have sex with when we're sick of having sex with our wives?
There's some pretty... No, my right. God. We have the most diverse crew. We have the most diverse crew ever. I'm all, like, so going, oh my God, has anyone...
Just give that
seriously?
Mic head, really.
It's kind of like hanging out with dildos
So, thejamhole.com/donate, after the plane tickets, we'll get new mics. Right.
So anyway, I was at work and whatnot, and I forgot my cuck glove, okay? That was really gay of myself, whatever. I get there, and I'm already pissed off. I'm ranting in the back of the prep area and stuff, going, I just got pulled over, fuck my life, blah, blah, blah. I forgot my cuck glove. I hate everybody. I hate you. I'll just die. And then they're screaming at me, you were supposed to be here at blah, blah, blah time. Get clocked on right now. Get your apron on. Let's go. We're weeded as fuck.
So when you're yelling back there, can the customers actually hear you? Like,
yes.
Fuck this, fuck that. I hate everybody. I'm spitting in food. I'm wiping my ass with ribs. Fuck this place.
If I'm like, hey, fuck you guys. Yes, they can.
Nice.
So, and that's usually how I am back there because I'm a whatever. So I have to yell at a lot of people. But it's my job. So it's cool. So, I do that. I'm all pissed off back there. Forgot my glove. Forgot, you know, everything. Got the damn ticket stuff. My dad's there. I'm ranting to him. He's like, what the fuck did you do? Are you stupid? And whatnot. And then my boss comes around the corner going, hey, we're fucking balls deep in sauce over here. Can you get over here and get us out of this? And I'm like, fuck. Okay. So, I run up and clock in and stuff. So, I'm balls deep weeded as soon as I walk in the door. Pissed off. Whatever. And now they put a knife in my hand and give me a new guy. Okay, which is funny to me. I'm
with
like, look,
balls.
Dude, I can only imagine. Anyway, fuck, I lost my train of thought.
You guys have some really good stories that you guys were looking up online.
Oh, yeah.
So on November 20th, we're all going to kick redheaded kids. So what were you saying?
Right.
Yeah, so we were balls deep weed and stuff as soon as we got there, whatever. I had to give my newbie a knife and stuff and said, okay, dude, are you comfortable with a knife? Are you going to cut off your digits? Am I going to have to mop up your blood by the time the shift is over with? He's like, okay, cool, you know, I think I got this. And he did really well. That was really cool. I got to stand back and do absolutely nothing and just tell him what to do. Yada, yada, yada. It was great. So
I hope there's a punchline to this.
I got to smoke once. And it was a quarter of a cigarette. I went outside. There was no tickets. And then my other guy came in. And he was like, hey, we're balls deep weeded again. Oh, fuck.
Hey, so, when you flicked the cigarette, did you think about where you were flicking it?
I had no clue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, whatever. Actually, the last one I smoked, I stuck in the smoker.
That's right.
At work. So, and it actually smoked. Like, there's vents on the outside. If you stick them in the slots, the vents, the smoker will actually smoke your cigarette. Really? So if you go to Famous Dave's in Kalispell and the ribs taste like Marlboro Lights, I'm sorry.
You should seriously not have just said that.
Oh my God.
Christ.
Well, whatever.
That was not good.
All right. So this is something that got sent into us to the Sumo Pons from Burger. If you guys want to call in, still 406-204-4687, jamal.com/donate.
By the way, you have to remember that Danny got pulled over. So it's okay.
Right. MDS says show title, Matt Balls Deep Weeded.
That's a daily phrase for me.
Dude, so. The first time I was like, I thought you didn't smoke weed. And she's like, weeded. I'm like, yeah, you said you didn't smoke weed. No, like when you're really busy. What? That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
You're walking through a bunch of weeds, dude. You get all tangled up. You get fucked over. So
see,
you know what? It's weeded. You're
that's
weeded.
That's Florida.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Who was that?
Or you're going that's down like panties on prom night. Or you know what? You're going down to Chinatown. Keep picking
I was
up
like,
Chinatown, you know,
she
whatever.
Just met me and she's lying. She said she doesn't smoke weed and she's sending me text messages about how she's all weeded. I'm like, fuck you, bitch. I'm not going to fucking talk to
you.
Well,
when you're someone like us and you smoke weed, that's the first thing that comes
to
mind.
I know. I know. And everyone in the chat's like, no, no.
Weed, right? Yeah.
What's the deal with weed? Damn it. Come on.
It's just, if you work at a restaurant, dude, if you work at a restaurant, it's a common restaurant phrase. Like, seriously, in the tech nine
I've
movie,
worked in
he's
so
like,
many.
If you ever find the time
tech
to get out the weeds,
faggot.
Blah, 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 blah. That's like, he's like, if you ever find the time to get out the weeds, you gotta shut up.
I want to say that about him.
I know you don't like Tech Nine, but okay. He even uses the phrase weeded.
Because he smokes weed!
No, he's talking about a waitress at
because
a restaurant.
Because he's a waiter. A waitress. Right.
Go fuck yourself. Anyway, get on with your fucking stories.
Okay, so,
yay.
Check this shit out. This is called the 10 most embarrassing sex-related arrests.
Excuse me?
Right, that's what I said. This, I was going through the fucking 89 fucking stumbles that Burger sent to us. I swear
thanks,
to God,
Burger.
That kid works for StumbleUpon, like, all day. I can sit here and watch them go up. I'm like,
he
24,
must.
25, holy yeah. shit, Burger, 26. And you can tell what he's doing because there'll be waves of it. There'll be, like, porn, 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 hot chick, shit something,
and then
dildos.
Some news.
and then the 10 most embarrassing sex-related arrests.
it's like, he's either at a job, like his work is either something that's on a computer all the time, or he's just at home jerking it all day.
Really?
It's gotta be
You have the most amazing powers of deduction I've ever been privy to.
Is that, yeah?
You are just, that's why I asked you to co-host this show.
Is that
with me.
Really? Or is it because no I was like, one you else know what? Wanted to do it
that,
with you?
That kid is the most observant and that.
Sorry, that was
the All right, and that. But before that, it was because of your observancy.
Okay.
Right.
Right.
Because you always are good at that. So I was reading through some of these, and a lot of these we actually read as news stories when they happened.
On how many of them
so,
is there?
10.
10? We.
Most embarrassing sex related arrests.
We've done like 2 or 3 of them, I think, was all. We didn't do all of them.
You did what I read.
Right, we've reenacted these in real life.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Just so you know, everything that's going to be read to you from here on out is true, as long as Matt and Brayden are not saying that they did it.
Right, and just so you know, everything that I'm about to read really happened. And these are people, and you're people. That means you share some kind of genes and shit with these people, which means...
Or just pretend like it did happen. Quit pretending like it
pretend
didn't
like
happen.
You're gonna do this. This means no! that you have the capability to do some of this fucked up shit.
You are
have
in
that
same
in
gene
you.
Pool.
Right.
You are the same species as these people.
So let's start it off. Number one, we will start it off at the top. Fiend had sex with 400 cows. I don't even
400?
Know. I don't even know where to find 400 cows. This 53-year-old is having sex.
Yeah, and we live on fucking Montana.
I know.
A bunch of them.
It's like
you
where...
You know where to find 400 cows in Montana on
but,
a ranch.
Okay, so 400 cows. You
Wait,
can how many nuts could you bust in one day? Four?
Are you kidding me?
Say four?
He wasn't busting any nuts. He...
You're fucking cows.
Doing something else. I can't. No,
why
no,
else would you fuck a cow?
Entertainment sake. I mean, I don't
know
how.
You want to come? That's
I've
why.
Never
well,
been that bored.
Well, that's the thing, though. They don't say ever what someone was specifically doing. They say what
he
they,
had sex
well.
With 400 cows. That's
he
pretty,
sex with,
pretty
they,
specific to me.
How many? You just said. I'm sorry. Maybe I have watched a couple of episodes, and I watched you say you don't come every time you. Have sex.
Well, if you're on drugs.
And,
well,
yeah.
No.
It depends.
Actually,
are you male or female?
No.
Right.
No.
Because if you're male, you come every time.
Right.
Unless you're on drugs.
Right.
No, but I do know a dude. He would not come because
he was on drugs.
No, right. He was afraid of having kids, man. Plain
what?
And simple.
Then jerk off.
Use
did.
A condom. Oh.
No,
control.
It was the only time that he could, like, splooge and, like, whatever was, like, mouth.
We can put men on the moon, but, man, if we could only figure out a way to have sex without actually having them get pregnant.
No,
you would make
how.
$1 million.
Oh, my God.
No,
damn
it's
it.
All those vindictive people. It's all the vindictive people that are like, no, really, I'm saying it out loud that I don't want to have a kid, but really, I'm just going to, like, take all your money.
So and then I'm going to take you for half subject. Of all your shit.
point made.
So, 53-year-old Getulini Ferriera Perry, whatever the fuck, was arrested in August 2008 after allegedly, so, not saying he did.
But allegedly.
But not saying he did not.
Right. He
right.
Supposedly.
He might have
proven it yet.
Has sex with 400 cows. He told police he did not like women and that only cows turn him on.
How long would it take you to fuck 400 cows?
I don't know, but he apparently hasn't seen some of the women here because
right.
you
because
can,
they're just like
dude,
cows.
You can milk them. I'm
they
just,
are
that's
cows.
All I'm gonna, okay,
yeah.
Right.
Have you ever milked a cow?
I
want to
start yes.
That. That'd be cool.
And I've milked a woman.
I've milked
same.
Just
no,
like
totally kidding.
I didn't go.
I'm gonna milk you tonight.
Wow.
So. Okay, so, well, he didn't like women, but that he chose the more tranquil animals before having sex with them. So he would actually go out to the cow fields and find the most tranquil cow he could find. And he's like, that's when I'm going to put my dick in. According to the police report, he was doing more than just having sex with the cows. He was sweet talking them. He was writing them poems. He was taking them out to dinner. Movie, maybe.
Emo poetry. 21.
Emo, right. No, he was actually torturing them. Often ripping out their eyes before having sex with them, and then killing them.
What a creepy fuck.
What? Rip your eyes out?
Right. Don't look at me.
And hey, then don't look at me like that.
And then she looks at you. You and then you, what did you learn?
Yep. Don't look at me like that.
That's
right. And he specifically picked out the docile ones. The ones that wouldn't make a noise.
Right. The ones that are easier to get up on.
Right.
And pull their eyes out, and they won't make a noise.
Just well, no.
Fuck them and they'll take
what he did was he put his dick in the cow, and then he pulled the eyes out, and then he just held on for dear life.
Right.
And then he, right.
And then.
Among the clues left behind at every scene were an empty package of the same cookies.
It's fucking same old stale cookies.
Were they Google cookies? Because those last forever.
Forever.
Like 89 years. That's weird, Google. Perezo faces up to 5 years in jail. Number two, man caught having sex with a picnic table. How awful does your. Not love life, but, sex like, life. If this was
well,
your
he
dude.
Well, he just said he doesn't like women.
But no, this is a different
jerking.
One. This is,
oh.
Whoa, dude. Yeah. We wow. actually moved on from cow fucking.
Really?
If you could do the same, we,
right.
On the
I'm
couch
still
here.
On cow fucking.
We would appreciate.
Yeah, it's, okay, the wow. Dig, yeah.
So, if you want us to come hang out with you, give us some money at thejambo.com/donate. Right. So,
I love you.
I know. How bad, I'm saying, like, how, if you had a partner, and you were sick of fucking them, mm-hmm. and you had sex with a picnic table, like,
is
how bad would you feel?
Yeah.
You got cheated on by a picnic, like, with
the
a
picnic table is a better fuck than you.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
How bad does that have to be?
That's awful. Like, I'd rather have splinters in my dick than fuck your
well,
pussy.
Our
no,
price.
This isn't splinters. When you're talking about a picnic table. No, a picnic table. You know what picnic tables are made
the
out
of. The ones with
wood?
The metal grates?
The metal, well,
oh,
the
yeah.
Because penis
they got
so
smooth
so
edges.
Smart,
yeah. Like, there's
you know
all
what?
These smooth
what?
Curves and everything. And then the wood is bolted to the shit. And that looks studly for a dude that likes studliness and a fucking picnic table.
All right,
J-Bull says I prefer the plastic ones.
Cool beans. All right.
Okay. What?
Yeah, I hear you.
In Florida, when I lived in Florida, I had a big ass pool and stuff, and I had a picnic table
that
outside of my
with.
Pool. Yes, I did, and I did not get splinters.
Nice.
I did not get splinters. You know,
you're
what?
You're a chick,
made
though. That's different.
By me, I made the fucking.
You
picnic
made it
table.
With a big.
And
thing
cleaned
on
a
it.
Shit ton of fish on it, and it was covered in fish
that's
guts
gross.
And blood.
Okay,
and stuff
wow.
That's fine.
Okay.
I'm never
that's,
putting my penis
that's,
near your vagina.
That story
again.
Went right. far enough.
Okay, great. So in March 2000,
it was clean.
That's gross. Okay. In March 2008, Art Price Jr. Your dad must be very proud.
It was
arrested.
Clean. Oh,
I'm talking about this guy. Okay. Sure. Arrested after a witness observed him turn over a metal picnic table. We did this story. And perform a sex act on it. This is the last occurrence of Mr. Price engaging in sex with furniture. So, furniture, is that an actual fetish?
Well,
like,
you
man.
You're a couch. No. You're the warlock couch fucker.
Whoa, dude. Whoa, dude.
Remember?
Can we leave that in episode 100, please?
But I'm just saying, obviously it is, because you did it, too.
I wasn't... It picked... Dude, weak.
It's still furniture.
Weak, dude.
You said furniture.
He said and furniture.
Don't
you said
they
it.
They said this was the last act they caught him in. This
right.
is multiple acts
yeah.
they caught
then,
this dude
then
in.
He wasn't
got
like 10 years old.
No,
right.
no, this is the last act they caught
right.
him in.
Right, this is the last time he
because
had
then, because then they arrested him.
I yeah. wonder what color the furniture looks like.
On four occasions, neighbors had actually witnessed him copulating with other outdoor furniture. He faced... That's what I'm saying. Is there a community online that is like, man, I just had the greatest sex with this Bed Bath &
so,
Beyond chair. Like,
you know how there's, like, pedophiles, dudes that like to fuck kids?
Right.
Is there one
that's
for,
what
like,
I'm
dudes
asking.
That like to fuck furniture?
Is there?
Well, what about the guy that was looking over the fucking fence watching the dude that was actually doing it and having
right.
his
what about
moment?
His four neighbors that are like, oh, that's
know,
so fucking
oh,
hot.
Yeah.
Look at the
yeah,
crazy
this is going on YouTube.
Well, I mean, how do you bust some
well, hey,
in their table
hey, the furniture can get wood.
Without
okay,
being
that's
all I'm
true. You got
that's
a
all
point.
I'm saying, huh? That's right.
You
that's
got
all,
a point.
That's all I'm saying. All right, number three. I vividly remember this story we did. This was episode 10 when we did this. Worker caught having sex with Henry Hoover. And
oh,
I really
man.
Enjoyed
memories.
This one because not only are you having sex with a vacuum, But the vacuum you chose to have sex with has a face on it.
And it smells. And it's sucking your dick.
And that's weird to me.
Cool. And he has a smile going,
he's happy about it. He's like,
his
hey,
eyes have, like,
I'll suck you off.
I'm Henry the Hoover. That's what I do. Yeah. Do you need something sucked? Because that's actually what I do. I'm
a
vacuum.
I even know a dude that has a Hoover on his arm as a tattoo.
Yeah, with a heart.
He joked.
I love
it
Henry
was,
Hoover.
It was.
That's so awesome.
I think I was 17, and he's like, never seen a Hoover vacuum as a tattoo, and I'm like, no.
Was he a vacuum salesman?
No,
or?
He was a bigger dude that really wasn't telling anyone that he really liked
that's
that
weird.
Shit.
Hmm. So in March 04, 2008, a Polish building contractor was found naked on his knees with the business end of a hose attached to his crotch. The security guard, I totally remember this story because Sean was with us when we were doing this. The security guard was understandably horrified. You come around the corner, you hear this.
Oh my god!
Right. But in in Polish.
That's a good answer.
He asked the man to leave before calling his superior. He's like, can you just leave? Because you are creeping me out.
Like, I don't like seeing you get sucked
and
up
like,
by a vacuum.
So the dude leaves and the guy just looks at the vacuum. He's like, you disgust me. And the vacuum's like, smile!
I'm so ashamed.
I just suck! he told the guy that he was cleaning his underpants. A practice, he said, was common in Poland.
And inside of his dick hole.
Right, I don't know where you're from, but where we're from, we actually clean our underpants while we wear them. Mm-hmm. Like this.
Yeah.
And then
he
like
he just
this.
Had his finger in his dick hole. He had to clean
hey,
it out.
Did you see what
did
I just did?
Did you see that? I totally had to stick my finger in my dick hole.
Oh, man, it feels so fucking good.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
I got my
man.
Finger
did
in my dick hole.
Just fucking see what I just
did? See that?
Stuck my little finger in my dick hole.
Brayden.
No, it's a...
You're gross.
It's a thing. You wouldn't understand.
Yeah, you'd have to be a podcast geek like
yeah, you would have to. Okay. He was arrested and fired shortly after the incident. Number 4, man arrested for sex with a bicycle. Number 5, blow-up doll sex suspect arrested in Australia. In January of 2009, a man was...
Did he
was,
forget the German stuff? Because that's
right.
The good stuff.
That was the guy. He,
was it that one?
This was the guy that kept going to different shops, and the only doll he would have sex with was Jungle Jane.
And they couldn't believe he would always skip the German stuff.
Right, exactly. Right. Okay, number 6, German phone sex addict busted for €7,000 bill. This 22-year-old had a history of staying in hotels and calling sex phone lines for days at a time. He at $7,000, like,
that's
would that
so
just get, would you just, dude, call 3 and record them and then play them over again, you fucking idiot. God, I would make such a good sexual deviant.
Why would you even want to do that in the first place? I don't get it.
Because, hey, you're just into that kind of thing.
Just look at some porn.
Number 7,
that's
man.
Better.
Yeah. The
it's
internet,
way better than talking.
$7,000, you could pay for your internet for like 5 years, dude.
You could totally find any of that shit for free.
Oh my god, you're an idiot. Number 7, man held over alleged dildo assault. Dildos make good weapons. I don't know if
they
you
are.
Notice or not. They're,
dude,
they're
like
they get
solid.
Pretty big. You know?
They are. They're solid. They're heavy.
I watched how those were made once.
You want me to hit you with mine?
Yes. I kind of do.
That I
kind of
broke watching,
it, so it's useless
and
it to
had
me now,
nothing
so.
To do with reality, but I did watch
I
how those
you
were
you
made. And they're solid.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
Does
no, it
vibrate?
My fault. It was
right.
My fault.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes.
Battery's not included.
Okay.
It did rotate.
Completely not.
It goes and I broke that.
I wouldn't have bought one.
Number 8. Cops may have mistakenly nabbed twin of farm animal sex assault suspect. Jesus Christ.
Spit it out.
These two guys are totally like inbred. Cops arrested one of the brothers.
Oh, bitches ain't shit but tricks and hoes is back.
Oh, holla at your boy.
Remember
that
one?
Holla. Cops arrested one of the brothers at his Dulwich, Southeast London home after a gray pair of jogging pants with his DNA was found at a farm where two sheep had been sexually abused and killed.
Dude
they're sheep. They're not going to go tell on you.
Well,
like,
no.
You don't have to kill
yeah,
them.
Yeah, they can't
Can anyone
talk.
Look up this site, though? Because if you can see the picture
yeah,
of these
they're,
two dudes,
like,
you guys need to look up this fucking
okay,
picture.
Okay, I post these on the show notes, but if you guys saw them, you'd be like, oh, yeah, of course you would have sex with sheep. Obviously.
Oh, these guys are scary.
Right.
Like, weird
weird. They obviously do that.
Obviously. The man was arrested on suspicion of bestiality. Unfortunately for investigators, the DNA evidence proved to be useless, as the man's twin brother has an identical genetic profile. Which sucks. Like, maybe one of them is, like, a good guy, but he's got this twin that just can't stop fucking sheep. And he's like, dude, you are totally messing up my stees here.
Are we going to go with the short hair or the long hair?
I know. What do you want? It all feels the same.
Except it's like one looks really scary.
Afros, kind of.
And they look exactly the same still.
So, number 9, pastor arrested for stealing a sex toy, which is weird. You wouldn't think a man of the Lord. Just ask God. Hey, Jesus, can I have a dildo in the ass every now and then? Is that so much to ask?
Hey, you're supposed to be abstinent, according
to him,
I believe.
Let your Catholic priest
not
have
pastors,
boy pussy.
You're supposed to be married if a...
Yeah, pastors. That's the other
right, until
one.
You're married. Right. I always thought.
Yeah.
And then, number 10, South Dakota man arrested for sex with street signs. How... They're metal. I don't like having sex with things that are metal.
Did he have a
metal.
Three-way?
No, it was probably a one-way. Aw. Okay. Police in Sioux Falls, South Dakota arrested 60-year-old Verley Peter Dills after catching him performing various sex on a traffic sign in another resident's yard.
Bitches ain't so shit, but tricks and hoes says shut the fuck up, fag. You would like a dildo in your ass.
I would like a dildo. Do you have a dildo for my ass?
It's really good for your prostate,
Will you guys take out the trash, please?
It's so fun.
After searching his home, police found a large amount of videos showing Dills having sex with various traffic signs.
Cool.
Dills has been trying. You would film yourself? Dills? Do it, Dills.
Really? Like short for dildo?
Right.
Dills?
Short for, yeah, for what's the dilly bar. And why would you film yourself doing that? I don't understand that.
For later?
Do you beat off to it? You're like, oh.
Obviously, he gets off on fucking signs.
Look at me run a train on that fucking stop sign.
Oh, yeah, that
sign
like, took
stop.
It like a bitch.
No, I will not stop. And then he just fucking came all over it.
You don't even know.
Why would you do that?
Exactly. I'm hoping you don't know, because that's kind of weird, man.
Who did that?
This is a shit.
Oh. Oh, fucking faggot, I'll put my dick in your mouth, but you might like that shit. Fucking faggot. Wow. I love the internet. On Friday night, all these 13-year-olds, like, they get home because their mom's like, you gotta come home at fucking midnight.
Yep, gotta
and
be home by midnight.
They go in and they fucking beat off to the gay porn or the horse sex or whatever.
And then they have nothing else to do but
I know.
Surf the internet.
They're like, oh, let's go troll on live video until we get fucking kicked
and call
banned.
Yeah, and call people fags and stuff.
Right, because secretly, we're actually the gay ones.
Yeah.
It's okay. Hey, bitches ain't shit. Call in 406-204-4687.
Exactly.
If you're such a man.
And you are giving them
Don't be an internet troll, you faggot. Just call in. Be a man, you little pussy bitch.
Grow some balls. Like Danny over here.
Can someone fix that? MDS fix that. Okay, so hey. I think we should just do some news and then probably get the fuck out.
Alright.
Well, can
I
do
some fuck my life?
Do you? Okay.
I need fuck my life.
Okay, we're not
it's
gonna
Friday night. We got more than
we're not going to do confessions then.
Okay.
Okay.
But you know, I have to wait till Monday for fuck my life.
Will you mark the time? I have to fix something real quick.
Okay.
If you guys got to pee or something, now's a good time to do that.
What's the number?
Time to poop. Da-na-na-na-na-na.
Oh, the number's 406-204-4687. You little faggot. Thank you.
There you go.
All right, hold on. I got to fix this now.
What even happened? What
Ew, don't kiss me. I'm a faggot. Ew.
Do you want my brother's number?
Oh, my
God.
They're
going to
do it on the couch again.
Yes. They're going to do it on the couch.
Dude,
no,
we're
I
right here, and you're, like, watching that. Like,
right now. While I'm watching this whole thing, you guys have, like, this, like,
so
little
awesome.
Electrical thing where you're, like, and you're like, uh-huh, oh, yeah, yeah. And then all of a sudden, you're, like, No,
I'm gay, actually.
And then all of a sudden, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember where that was at by chance?
Oh, my
God.
You guys are really entertaining from spectrum of the couch.
See, if I'm put on the spot and I have to perform in front of public, I'm going to make this one cry.
Exactly. Well, that one.
You just made a Fran Drescher face. It scared
he
me.
He cries like a bitch.
You went like... Yeah, it scared me. It was crazy.
Sometimes I just hate the internet. It's yeah. like, if I met you in real life, I would fucking kill you. Like, for real.
Actually, we probably laugh a lot.
I know, I'd be like, are you like, serious? Are you a person?
Ostentatious, like, uh-huh, yeah, uh-huh, yeah.
Did
no,
Chris
I'm
come
so
back? Because I fixed it for him.
Saying
I don't know.
What I know you want to say right now. If you said what you want to say right now, I'd laugh even harder and you'd want to smack me for laughing that hard at your face.
Do we have 13-year-olds on our site? Oh, like probably. That kid. The, well, that kid. Whatever. Right. Got right. it. No, thanks.
One unknown is saying that he knew me back in the day and blah, 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 and all this crap. And he's like, Matt would
where?
Know if you knew me. It's
maybe.
Like, well, what the fuck? Tell me.
Maybe not.
And
he's fucking with you.
He's giving me the runaround. It's really gay, so...
And if he does,
yeah. Any, hey, hold on. Any of you guys can call in. Just try and keep
please
it
relevant. Call in.
Actually, while we're paused here, if you guys want to call in and just say whatever the fuck,
406-204-4687.
406.
I have to pee.
204-4687.
4687.
Okay.
4687.
I already did.
406. Already did. Oh, God.
Or got pee.
What would be relevant?
406-204 got pee.
What would be... Right.
And if you don't, you're going to in about 2.3 seconds.
So, hey, Jess. Hey, Jess.
And walk towards the bathroom.
Jess, I'm going to have to step over you.
Get it.
Actually, come on. Let's go.
Go.
All right. Do it. She's going to wipe my vag for me. So, you guys watch this. If you guys are tuning in, it's jamhall.com/bathroom. Matt's bathroom.
Slash bathroom.
It's in there. We'll be in there.
How pissed is she going to be when I actually make that?
When there's actually a cam in the bathroom?
Yeah, when I notice
it. MD-
well, there's a camera.
You'll hear the
MDS says Jess will shake it for you.
Yes.
And then you'll start doing moves of like, oh, yeah.
I know, and Jable says girls always do the peeing pairs. What?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Is the door locked?
Oh, my God.
Is the cat in there? The cat might be using it. Brayden.
Oh, my gosh. I think she's in. I need a poker.
Hey, everybody. Matt's an idiot and locked the fucking bathroom door and I have to piss like a racehorse.
Wasn't
There's two
me.
Girls here in his apartment that cannot pee now.
That bathroom's barely big enough for both of them, and that wasn't me.
Well, not that both of us are going to go in there. Are you insane? But I was going to go in there. I got to pee. Okay,
please. Did you fix it?
It's unlocked now.
How did that happen? I love you.
Can you lock them actually in there?
I don't think so, because okay. The lock's on that side.
Right.
So they can...
That one unknown says, I sword fight every once in a while.
Wow.
Hey, everyone likes a good swashbuckle every
hey,
time.
Hey, when was the last time?
She's peeing standing up, huh?
You guys have no girls for a second.
Oh, I know. Hey, we're gonna... So I was fucking just
tapping that. When was the last time
that,
you had a sword fight?
Fucking last night.
Who was that with?
But
with your girl,
Danny. Oh, fun.
Who won? Danny?
Yeah. Jable says lap sitting peeing session. Sitting doubles on the throne. Oh, fuck. What kind of music do you like? I'll give you some ideas. Call in. We'll discuss it while they're pissing.
Yeah, no one has called in, and I'm drunk as hell, so someone should.
Oh, yeah, totally. Did you shake it twice?
I don't know.
Are you
fucking
kidding me?
Dude, how many... Do I have any...
Take it. Is that mine?
Because you do.
That gives me chills just thinking about
what?
It. That fucking shot of rum right there. It depends what kind of music. I... What?
Oh, this is for the record.
This is for Matt.
He's going to throw up right now. For the first time ever, Matt, someone's going to throw up on the show right
am
now.
Am I going to... I yes. Dude, this is yes. so unappealing to me right now.
Oh, just hit it.
Don't.
This is all you have to do
honestly,
after this.
It was intended for Dan.
Whoa, thank sorry. You for spilling that.
This
is
some water.
So now thank it's you. Less than what it was. It was intended for this.
Beer before liquor.
Oh,
I'm not drinking beer, so I'm good.
No, I'm drinking.
You have no
chaser.
I was being courteous as you
walk. Oh, he's got two fucking rock stars. That just
and they
have
both
the
have a
lift.
A little
so
bit.
So he's pouring them into the same container.
This isn't going
to so
be
So he has
enough.
That much more this. Spit to wash down the fucking
Jable says, are you guys hiring? Yes, we actually
yep.
are.
Now, what is it that you would like to do? And
whoa,
you
someone.
Your
hi, caller.
Hi,
you're
caller.
On the jam hole.
Who are you?
Who is this?
Turn your feed down. Oh my fucking god! That
hey there. What can we do?
Hey, what up, fag? What's up?
Hi, how are you?
Who is this?
Who is this?
You're Dan.
Who?
Hey, Dan, what's up? What you doing?
Thanks for being on the jam hall. How are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. God, you're slow.
Bitch.
Oh, God, that was nasty. Dan, where you at?
Shoot me.
I'm in.
Okay, so real quick, if you do call in, try and have something in mind.
If you call in, say something.
For the most part, we don't want to have to tell you what to say. So what do you got to say? Come on, tell us.
Wait, are you the kid that was talking shit?
Are you the
I just wanted to say thank you. That's all.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And goodbye.
You're welcome. You guys are bitches, too.
Are we?
Oh, wow. You actually took the time out to do that?
My dick just hit the top of her head.
Honestly, you just took the time out to not really say much of anything?
I know. Hold on. Hey, how's your life that you're actually doing this?
Oh, turn your feet down. You're an idiot.
Okay, so when people call in, try and actually not have the show playing in the background. Just
right, because then it feeds back.
Like everybody already.
I don't know if you've ever called into a show. Oh, that. I might throw up in here in a minute.
Unknown, you're so right. Yeah.
No, I'm good. I got it. Okay, can we continue with the show?
Yes, we can.
Did you write the time?
Yes, I did.
He did. Every time he done it, he's like,
oh, there just wasn't enough chaser for that. Yeah, right, good.
Sorry,
okay.
Is that the...
Whew. Okay, I'm good. And time, ready? Hey, we have that kid's phone number now. Should we, you guys want to all call him? Hey, you guys want to actually
phone number?
Call him?
Hey, I don't know what it is. Why don't you tell me real quick, Matt?
His number is actually 1-661-714-9000. Feel free to give him a call. Say hi. I hope that's his mom's house. It's like 2 in the morning and he's not supposed to be on the phone. Who is this? Go fuck yourself, you fucking twat.
And I believe he was a 13-year-old too. So that's
nice.
Killed.
That was a manly burp.
It was a little chunky. Only I wish there was some pineapple in there.
It stopped me and Braden to look back. Like,
I know. I was like, was that Matt? Holy shit.
I thought it was you, dude. I turned around.
Okay, hey, hold on. Okay. Shh. Everyone, 661-714-9000. Call me.
Oh my God, all you people want it.
Of course they do.
You guys are awesome.
If you're going to call into this show and fuck with us, just keep in mind that there's probably like 10 other people that will fuck with you back.
That call you back.
I'm just throwing that out there.
Well, and here's the deal, though. There's no legal stance. There's
right,
nothing
and
other
they,
than the fucking fact that we can
all these
fuck
people
with each other.
Actually came here to listen to this show that you're kind of being a douchebag on.
Right,
okay.
So they're going to hate you.
Right.
Well, and okay. You know how friends will fuck with each other. Basically,
that's right.
You're our friend.
This
now
is like our
like
crew.
That.
Yeah.
Like, I'm joining in. I'm going to be like, fucking with you. You're
like,
fuck
if
me.
This was a gang shit, you would have just gotten capped.
This is our team here.
You'd
God.
Be dead right
I'm
now.
I'm so not in the same crew he's
we'd
talking
be
about,
all,
but I'll laugh with
right.
your ass.
Like, this is the west side, and you're on the east side, and we'd be all at your funeral right now just pissing all
no,
over your
and
grave.
I know. I wouldn't, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, can we do some Fuck My Life?
Fuck My
okay,
Life.
Okay, are we recording?
Please. Fuck
yes.
My Life.
Okay.
Yes.
Last night, I drunk dialed my mom and told her, can I see the levels, please? I was so high and drunk that I thought the KGB was coming after me. When, have you ever drunk dialed your mom? We should drunk dial my mom
no,
right
no,
now.
No,
can
no,
we call
no,
her?
No,
we,
no we're
please.
Living
no?
on time. No,
I like
I'm
your
honestly
mom.
Gonna go with, we've never done drunk dialing with mom. Oh, cool, I can see that. No,
yeah,
don't.
That's why I sit
okay.
over here
okay.
and stare at.
Got it.
That's why I'm quiet.
After so, that. No drunk dialing your mom. So... No, when I woke up this morning, my mom told me that she's no longer paying for college. Fuck my life. That's awesome. You're at college just getting wasted and you drunk dialed your mom and told her the KGB was coming after you. And she's like, no more college money for you. That's great.
You think you would have figured that out when she said you really want to go to that college?
Right.
That's where all the kids
are. Isn't that where PCU was filmed?
Huh? Dude, I'll go
awesome
there.
Movie. Today I called my girlfriend, and she answered, like, hello?
Hi.
She answered telling me how amazing the sex was last night, and she can't wait to see me later. The thing is, I didn't see her last night. Fuck my life.
Oh, no, you're God.
fucking whore!
It's not me!
That means my girlfriend's a whore. Wow, that's what that means.
That's a good one. Holy shit.
Today I woke up after having had sex with my four-year crush, expecting to find him in bed next to me. Mm-hmm. No.
And what you found was...
My cell phone with a text message from him that said, quote, "You should really do something about the pimples on your ass. Fuck my life."
Oh my god.
Wow. Fucking wax. But don't shave.
If ever there was a purpose for SMS... that would have been it.
For sure.
To get rid of those awkward, like, "Hey, your vagina smells." No, you text that shit to her.
And then you put her phone right next to her.
Right. And be like, "You have a phone call. I'm out." And then you're gone. Yeah. Like, problem solved, dude. The next time you go there, I guarantee it will smell like Febreze.
Oh, for sure. For she sure. will shower the second before
you get there. They're talking about pimples on the ass, though. They're talking about shaving to wax factor, man. You want to talk about wax and shit, man. You're going to have this clean, beautiful area. I don't know, because, I mean, that's painful and shit and that's scary.
One unknown says, you dip a finger in rubber nose.
How about anal bleaching, says Jim. Anal bleaching.
I don't have to
We talked about that in, like, episode 3. I can't believe you guys are... Back. Wow. Wow. Oh, hey, hold on. Cubmaster says, "Hey, called the number and he turned the phone off." Well, I hope he learned his lesson.
What a loser.
Don't fuck with a jam hole.
Get a life.
Okay.
Oh,
what now?
Gosh, come on, come up with something better. Not you, but dude, come up with something better to say than nothing.
I know, what a faggot. Today I was riding the train and I fell asleep. Probably not a good practice to get into.
No.
I woke up naked with nothing.
All my shit was gone.
Oh, one unknown says, "I got a voicemail and left a message." Thank
nice.
You.
Nice, thank you.
So, I fell asleep on the train. A friend of mine got on a few stops later, and to be funny, because you know how we joke around, you know how we do it.
Right.
He shouted, "Boo!" I woke up and was so startled I peed myself. Fuck my life.
I'm so
you
startled.
You peeing yourself?
I peed my...
waking up in the middle of a fucking cum session.
Yes.
Oh,
yes. Like, is he jerking off looking at... are you looking at
or
me?
Or how about... Wait a minute, what did you just say?
If you pee
Fuck
yourself.
Off, let me do this.
Hold on, I'm not done yet.
I know.
That happens more than you would expect. When we're in New York.
If it happens once, that's enough.
Yes, I hope to experience that there once.
Don't.
Just once.
No.
I just want to see it. I want to see him look at me and wink. And then just come
just fucking
all over
it.
The unsuspecting chick that's sitting in front of him wearing headphones.
The worst part about it is there's never any liquid. There's nothing that comes out. It's it's the
comes
feeling.
Out. It is.
It doesn't come out.
It comes.
My luck, I'm the chick with the headphones.
The imagination sensor, like 3, 2, 1 contact, and the frowny rocks.
I do that.
Today, after I got home from school, I went to my room to find the maid had cleaned it.
Beat him.
Also, to find a bag labeled trash.
Yeah.
It was all the sketches and paintings I had done in art class. Which is my major plan for college. Fuck my life.
Fuck my life.
Just
oh
in
my
the
God.
Trash.
God.
The maid was like, you weren't saving this, were you?
This
no.
isn't really art,
no.
is it?
I didn't just spend the last 4 years of my life working on it. No, just go ahead and toss
yeah,
that
that's
out.
Yeah, that's garbage.
That's fine.
That's like truffles in the toilet.
What?
Truffle? I'm a foodie.
Truffles in the toilet?
Damn it.
Like,
when
just
I see truffles, they're like these little turd-looking things. They're the most expensive pieces of shit you've ever
seen.
Yeah,
they're just mushrooms with, like...
The thing from American Wedding where dude eats it, like, tries to eat
truffle?
A turd.
Yeah. But at least it's not a turd, it's a truffle.
That,
go ahead.
Yeah. What?
Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
Today I realized that there are more framed pictures of my mom's dog than pictures of me around the house. Fuck my life. That sucks, dude. Today I introduced myself to the Pakistani group I joined at my school by saying my name was Jahan. They all laughed. Apparently my name is slang for fat ass. Thanks, Mom. Fuck my life. Hey, Mom. Appreciate it.
Yep, thanks for the tip.
She's talking to her husband. She's like, "Guess what I did today?" Oh, please crash that.
Yeah, it can.
Guess what I did? I told our kid to say his name's Fatass, but I didn't tell him it meant Fatass. I'm such a bitch.
Wow.
And the husband's like, "High five." That's why I
and
love you.
They're not even together.
No, not at all.
just at the McDonald's meetup.
Remember that one time we were super ripped, and we were like, dude, that'd be funny if the kid was like, man, my knee means fat ass. Oh, my God.
I can't do anything about that. Thejamhole.com/donate. Give us money. We'll buy new mics. Today, I returned from a half-month-long trip to China with a group of friends. After throwing myself into my mother's arms and bursting into tears, she stops me to say, listen. Come here. Listen.
Okay.
Stop. Just get your arms off me and listen. These last couple of weeks have been some of the best I've ever had, so can we try to keep it like that?
Are you saying that you don't want me here?
No, I'm saying all your shit's out on the front door. Just, I'll see you later. Just have fun.
Have fun being in Japan some more.
Go find your fortune.
Yeah.
Your fortune cookie, because that's Chinese food,
right?
And he was in China. Come on!
She already bought him a one-way ticket back there.
Right, a one-way ticket to where?
Chinatown?
No, Paradise. Oh. That's the song name. Come on, dude. Keep up. Well, today, while leaving school to skip fourth period, that's my favorite period.
Saturday school.
Right. Also my favorite period. I hit someone's car in the parking lot. It was the teacher's whose class I was going to skip. Oops! Fuck my life. Today, this really attractive woman that I've known for years told me that when I can have sex with her standing up, she'll have sex with me. Funny thing is, I'm confined to a wheelchair. That fucking bitch. Fuck my life. Hey, when you can actually walk to my house, I'll have sex with you.
Wow.
That sucks. Oh, I'm a paraplegic. Thanks, you hearted bitch.
Yeah, that kind of makes this difficult.
Have what?
Well, if he's a paraplegic, he can, strengthen up his arms and kind of walk. But if you're a quadriplegic, that blows.
But if that's part of it, you just have to walk.
Well, and if you're even going to come up with the idea to begin with, if you're going to fucking visualize me doing that to you, just walk me there. I don't
really
do anything.
Just put
you already saw it happening. Just bounce me on over your little dome, and I'll be there.
Just put me in your backpack, and
come
let's
on,
go.
Come on, you thought about it.
No,
let's
fuck,
just
we've all thought
it
about
happen.
It. Come on. I mean, who wouldn't want to just give him a spin? Just, that's all I'm saying.
Holy buckets, and he can.
Today. I love that. Holy buckets.
Holy buckets.
Buskets. All right, two more. Today I found a note in my locker from a really hot guy asking me to prawn. Oh, prom. Sorry.
Prawn?
I thought it said prawn, like porn.
Like, right.
Hey, do you want to go to porn with me?
Prawn.
Nice. I went
up. PR0N?
Right. That's how it was spelled. PR0M.
Right.
As in meat. Right. Okay, I went up to him saying how excited I was to go, and he said, oh, you got the note? And slipped it into the locker next to me. Fuck my life. That wasn't yours, actually.
This was supposed to be the
girl. Hey, come here. No, not you. You. Come here.
Next one.
Right. And last one for tonight, for Friday, for episode number, what is this? Fuck. You closed my notebook.
157?
Seven? Thank you. Today I was at a bar with a friend, of course. A guy came up to me, took my drink, and drank it. I laughed and jokingly said, ha! Now you have to buy me a drink. He said, ha! I would rather buy your friend a drink. Fuck my life. Yes. Hey, you, come here. No, not you. Your friend.
Right.
Yes.
That was the plan.
That was
I would be
it.
The friend.
Yeah, you would be the one. Come here. All right, you ready to do some news? And then,
let's do it.
All right, we got fucking 7 minutes to do news, right?
Okay.
Call it in the air. Quick,
heads.
Go. Ready?
Heads.
Go.
Holy
read.
Fuck. Again?
God damn. You have to think like first.
How many times?
No,
this whole.
I see your eyes.
This whole week.
Yeah, all week.
You weren't expecting it.
I know.
It's crazy. We go through streaks.
You're collapsing the waveform and actually causing it to be heads. You're killing Schrodinger's cat. You're killing it.
Whoa.
Okay, right. Tell me this. I want to know what your story is right now. Oh, my God.
This one is called ex-police.
I know, there's going to be a bunch of pauses in here where she talks, but it'll be like she wasn't even here.
Yeah, I'll just be silent.
Right. Okay, go ahead.
This one is called ex-police media chief. I can't fucking read.
I know.
When there's talking.
Excuse me, we're trying to do a show here.
Do you mind?
You can't, whoa.
We're trying to do an internet.
Okay. Now smell her. Now smell her.
I'm waiting.
Just a kiss. I just need one. Just one kiss. For me? For me? Just one kiss?
Hey, is your gun still in the same place it always is?
Excuse me, Danny? Just one kiss, please. Just for the camera.
Go fuck yourself.
Hey, excuse me. Just one kiss. No, not me. Just one kiss. Okay, what's read
Can
this
we do some news?
Before I get my... Yeah.
This one is called X-Police Media Chief Kevin Looms masturbated in front of backpackers. No one even heard what I just said.
Wait, watch this one.
Fuck my life.
There you go. It's great. It was wonderful. Did you see that?
I'm totally going to beat off that
tonight.
Apparently,
I haven't drank quite enough.
Go. Go.
Can I go, really?
Hey, are we doing
news? Is it okay with you guys if I do some news now?
Hey, well, I start now.
Is it all right with you? I just want to make sure that you guys are cool.
Well, it depends. Are they going to keep kissing? Because I'd rather
watch
that.
That's cool with me.
I know.
I'll castrate you.
We can stop it.
Okay, go.
Well, yeah, because he's instigating and you're just trying
Well, I'm not doing that.
Go for it. Can you-
this one is called Ex-Police Media Chief Kevin Looms masturbated in front of backpackers.
That's what I like to hear. Whoa, wait, pardon? Wait.
Is that what you like to hear, man?
Whoa.
Is that what you like?
Ex-Police Media Chief masturbated in front of backpackers.
What?
Whoa.
What? I like how you couldn't help but giggle through the whole thing.
Yeah, I know.
No.
And okay.
You're waiting for him to tell his story?
I want
to
hear this story.
He needs to start out for a couple of sessions.
I love Brayden. Brayden has a lot of awesome things to
Brayden?
Offer.
Yes, okay,
he just needs to insert himself more.
Brayden, assert yourself.
Thank you. Please.
Insert yourself, Brayden.
Insert myself here.
That's what she said. Now please do it.
Let's see your gorgeous face can vomit for us.
Do it. Go.
A former high-profile police and emergency services spokesman who received official honors for his work has admitted masturbating in front of two male backpackers.
Why would you admit that?
That's where you went wrong, right?
Hey, Michael Phelps, did you smoke weed?
Yes! Oh, I mean, no, I didn't.
Why would you ever admit that? If you admit to anything like that, you're a fucking retard and you deserve whatever sentence
you get. Always deny.
And you're an ex-cop. You don't know?
Yeah, really?
Oh, wait, this is good cop, bad cop.
Not,
I get it.
I'm not supposed to do that?
No.
I didn't know. I thought that was okay.
Okay, wait, ask me again.
Okay.
Is
it all right to masturbate in front of backpackers?
No.
Okay, that's the right answer. That's
unless they were looking for
And did you do that?
No.
Okay, that's right.
Wait, correct. Do what?
Masturbate in front of backpackers.
Well, yeah, I did.
Fuck!
Ask me again.
Okay, did you masturbate in front of backpackers?
What the fuck?
No.
That is correct.
No, I
did. You have just won $1 million.
No, I did not.
Kevin John Looms, 58, pleaded guilty the Brisbane Magistrates Court today to two counts of performing the incident, the indecent act.
The incident? Sounded out,
I'm
bro.
I'm distracted. I can't fucking...
I know. I understand. This is why we don't drink when we do shows.
This is why
usually.
We don't have four people on the
this
show.
This is why we can do it once in a while. It's cool.
Fuck me.
It's not the people. It's the drinking, I think.
And the fact that there's four drunk
and
people here.
And that helps, also.
And
no one
talking.
Just heard what she said. Great, go.
And we're all continue. Talking at once.
Can we do that?
By the way...
Kitty wants to get on the show, too.
Hey,
unlike the three of you...
Why is your tail wet? It smells like pee.
You're talking over me.
This is still
you're
the show.
You're doing
however.
Exactly what you were just saying about
go.
It. Anyway, unlike the three of you, I am an expert alcoholic and can handle my alcohol. So I am completely
you're
sober.
You're not
this
talking
one,
nearly
the,
as much
the,
as
the
us.
Other female in the room is dancing in the corner by the bathroom
me?
With
oh,
nobody
her.
Looking.
Right.
This
her.
One's
no,
one
you
see.
You guys are making me laugh, and so because we are doing radio station
is anyone
style
even
stuff,
listening?
I don't.
Yes, they're all listening.
Well,
and
there's like 20 people listening. Go.
Seriously, because I have to consider like the loudness, and I'm super loud and blah, 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 blah. If I go dance over in the corner because I'm trying to laugh.
Gets off some energy.
Off.
It's cool.
Exactly.
It lets off a little steam.
It works out perfectly.
Whatever. So she's over there dancing in the corner.
Hey.
Matt is begging two girls to make out in his apartment. Brayden is over here just watching the whole thing like, holy shit, I'm so underage. What
oh
am I doing?
My God.
And Brayden has the best thing to say and we haven't heard it yet.
Yes.
Brayden.
We love you.
Matt.
We can dance if we want to.
We can make your friends.
Yes!
Okay, Reed, go. Sorry.
Looms entered a backpacker's hostel in Ann Street in Brisbane, CBD, last December, carrying a towel. The court was told, hey, he didn't forget to bring a towel.
There it is. Okay. Whenever you're masturbating, I can't even do it right now. My voice is done.
The married man proceeded to shower block on level one and begin chatting to a 22-year-old backpacker before taking his towel off and masturbating in front of the traveler. Police prosecutor Carrier Davidson said.
That's awesome. Why?
The backpacker quickly left the area and Looms went to another shower block.
Was he crying?
On a different floor where he started chatting to a second 22-year-old backpacker.
Hey, I'm just trying to chat up some birds.
Standing in front of the traveler with one hand on his hip and the other on his penis, Looms asked, has this ever happened to you before?
Oh my god. Hey. Is that a fucking gun in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
I'm actually just masturbating looking at
you. Oh, no.
By the way, has this ever happened to you before?
No, carry on. Oh, man. That's just like total, just like, oh, hey.
Yeah, he's just like,
oh, hey.
He just walks up. Hey, has this ever happened to you
cat
before?
Hey, everyone's got a little Cap'n in him. He was totally. Hand on the hip, Cap'n, leg up, just fucking jerking. J-O. Nothing wrong with
no
the little,
gay stuff.
No gay stuff.
But J-O.
J-O. Full on
maybe,
J-O.
Maybe we'll J-O each other.
Hey, maybe.
Huh?
Bears to the front. That's such
oh
a
my
great,
god.
I love that
you
bit.
You must be typing. You didn't. I don't even
of
know
course,
what they're
yeah,
talking about.
Go, J.O., go.
The two backpackers told the hostel's managers who held Looms under police arrived, Ms. Davis said.
Hey, you're distracting Brayden.
I can't even hear myself read.
Go.
What?
Go.
Really?
2 minutes. Go.
Defense lawyer Neil Lawler. Lawler. Magistrate Cheryl Cornack. That Looms had received counseling since the incident and was extremely embarrassed.
MDS says, this is what you have to look forward to if you stay in a New York hostel. Snibbler says, cut you up. I was looking forward to, like, that movie Hostel was
right.
What we were
yeah.
getting. Right.
Right. Where
right. Why fucking would you go to a hostel and that, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So what?
I don't know. I'm done with this story.
Okay.
Seriously.
Wow. This one, is that it for that story?
Yes.
Okay, this one is called Experts Warn of Terminator-Style Military Robot Rebellion. Yes!
Hoo-ah!
Hoo-ah! Yeah! Fucking, whoa,
this
dude.
This is what we've been talking about.
Is this also like that thing that I read the other day about the whole the world's going to end in 2012 thing? Like, is this a movie that's coming? Is this for Terminator, the new movie?
Is this the Terminator movie?
Is this Christian Bale?
Yeah, this could be.
Autonomous military robots that will fight future wars. Autonomous.
Okay, right.
Autonomous, sorry.
Autonomous.
Whoa. What did I say?
That's autonomous.
Okay, that was actually the...
What?
That was actually the rum talking. I would have said autonomous.
And that's it for this episode. I'm just,
you know
gonna
what,
call
really?
It right now.
Can we just do it right here?
Oh my
just
god.
Do just it. Fucking... Oh my god, that was your knee in my balls.
Well done.
Wow.
Okay. Okay, no, we have to. Okay.
But seriously?
What is Jessica doing? What are we doing?
Okay, so back to the anonymous robot.
Okay, I'm
fucking I'm gonna go get a beer.
I feel like an asshole.
Okay.
Autonomous, fuck you, Brayden, military robots that will fight the future wars must be programmed to live by a strict warrior code. Or the world risks untold atrocities at their steely hands. Not to be confused with...
I love
with,
listening to you
not
leave
to
when
be
you're drunk.
Confused with Steely Dan.
Right.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Glad we're on the same page.
Okay. Did you know we had
anonymous robots?
Anonymous robots in the military?
I didn't know that.
Hey, don't ask,
don't tell. That's
right.
What they say.
The jam hole. Don't ask, don't tell.
Yep, that's our thing.
The Stark Warning, which includes discussion of a Terminator-style scenario. This has got to be for the movie.
Got to be.
Which robots turn on their human masters is part of a hefty report funded by and prepared for the U.S. Navy's high-tech and secretive Office of Naval Research.
So they think Naval, this could actually happen?
Like the belly button? Like, or the peach?
Or the peach. The military branch?
Right. Also, or that. The report, the first serious work of its kind on military robot ethics, envisages a fast-approaching era where robots are smart enough to make battlefield decisions that are at present the preserve of humans. So we're programming these big, giant metal guns, pretty much.
Right.
To just...
These robots that could kill
okay,
us.
Okay, hey, robot. 10, hey. Space.
I, robot.
Kill human. 20... Space,
all
not me.
Right.
30 space print, 40 that's space it. Done. Run code. Robot goes, looks at you. You're a human. I'm gonna kill you.
Oh,
it
wait.
Says not you.
This.
I'm gonna kill
right.
you.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Kill everyone.
So
but that person.
When we're actually programming these robots, we have to make
so
sure.
Water in the
are you guys good?
Yeah.
Okay. We have to.
Brayden. Stop me.
When we program these robots, me and you.
Right. Just
these
us.
Battle bots, if you will.
Right.
We have to be careful that they don't kill us.
Right.
Right, because we're all humans.
Yeah.
You'd be like, kill the ones with the towels on their heads.
Yes, in the
kill
middle
the
of the
ones
desert.
Whose eyes go like this.
Right.
And then kill the ones that are really dark colored.
Really?
And
Matthew?
The ones with the big noses
hey.
And the little hats
hey.
On. What?
Who told them to do that?
I was.
Nobody.
Kinda,
nobody did.
Wow.
No, right, which means we could all be in danger.
Exactly.
Eventually, if it notes, robots could come to display significant cognitive advantages over Homo sapien soldiers because they can make split-second
right,
decisions. If, they're not worried about emotions like, oh my god, I'm killing a person. It's just like, I'm a robot, I will kill
you. I've
right.
been programmed to do this, so I do it.
Right. Quote, there's a common misconception that robots will do only what we have programmed them to do. But nay, if we allow these robots to think, they'll be like, you know, I don't think I really want to do that. So I'm going to do
or
this
they'll
instead.
Be like, you know, this human race is kind of an awful plague.
You guys are kind of bugging me.
I should probably get rid of all of them because that would better this planet.
Right, and then that's the end of that.
And
yeah,
then all the humans are dead and it's just robots.
And then Christian Bale pitches a bitch and then apologizes
right.
for it.
Right,
right.
And the robots don't give a fuck.
Right.
And
what
they
now?
Kill him.
I'm thinking about flies and shit. You know how
okay,
much we
so,
hate flies.
Quote, there. Wow. Really?
No, no, no. Like,
whoa.
Are you talking about, like, no,
like,
seriously.
You want to take a dump on Braden's
no,
chest? Because
I'll
wait.
I can't
flies.
Believe no one's ever taken a dump on your chest.
No,
I know.
No,
it's
no.
Really no one's ever taken a dump on your chest.
I hate
no.
flies. I hate flies.
Can I be the one
they're
to take a dump
ears.
On your chest?
I would
oh,
love
my God.
That.
We don't have
I'd be honored to take a dump on your chest.
No, no.
Okay, can we finish this, please? It's like 2 hours. Okay. The reality, Dr. Lin said, was that modern programs included millions of lines of code and were written by teams of programmers, none of whom knew the entire program. So there's all these teams, they're each contributing bits and pieces to this one program.
Right.
And between all of that, we have to communicate with each other and make sure that what we're programming doesn't kill us.
Exactly.
Right, okay. Accordingly, no individual could accurately predict how the various portions of large programs would interact with extensive testing in the field. We don't know what's going to happen. We're just, hey, shot in
hey,
the dark.
Hey, just see where she goes.
Hey,
you know?
Let's just see what happens.
Yep.
Bears to the front. An option that may either be unavailable or deliberately sidestepped by the designers of fighting robots. So, this is slowly becoming a reality, which is kind of crazy.
Yeah, like, that's just actually happening
right, like,
now.
We actually have anonymous military
that's
robots
right.
in the field.
Just like anonymous confession.
Sorry. Right.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Braden. And that is it for that story. I think I've bumped it 8 times.
And that's it for...
Just this episode. Jabel says an army with an army of robots wouldn't need help from humans, not much anyhow. Yeah, the robots would be like, actually, we don't need you guys.
We can just self-replicate.
You're actually making us less efficient.
Mm-hmm. You're actually just getting in the way now that
right.
we can just self-replicate.
You're actually just
you.
A parasite.
Yeah.
So,
you're
we'll
kind of destroying
you.
This planet.
Welcome to the Matrix. I'm thinking about getting metal legs. Have
yeah.
I told you that?
You would like it if you had robot ears.
No, I don't know.
Right. J.O.
bears the front. So that is it for that story. Read one more, and I want to read this one, then we're going to get the fuck out.
We're at 2 hours.
I don't care! Holy do what I say, not what I do.
Prisoner... Fuck my face. This one is called...
Okay, so maybe that is it.
Prisoner amputates penis at Mars prison complex. Whoa.
Crazy!
Penis?
Oh, can I have it?
His own.
His own penis.
To the extreme.
I rock a mic like the Vandal, light up stage like a Trump, like a... Sorry.
Like a...
That was to the... Come on, that's Vanilla Ice, bitches.
That's some okay, old go. Shit. A convicted murderer at the Washington State Prison Complex in Monroe was hospitalized after his second attempt to cut off his penis.
Second attempt.
Second time. Hey. Like, I tried to kill myself once. Didn't work.
Little something I just made up. If at first you don't succeed.
Try again.
Thank you.
Cut his
pork. A spokesman for the Monroe Correctional Complex, Kathy Copian, says the 49-year-old inmate has a history of mental illness and had amputated much of his genitals several years ago. He has his dick, but he cut his balls off.
Get out of here. He has a history. No, I don't believe. No.
No, he was totally fine until now.
Model citizen.
Until just the other day.
He just went nuts.
Yeah, he was cool.
He went dick.
He went nuts because they're gone.
Right. Go.
Forrester apparently used a razor blade to cut off what remained on Thursday. Copian tells the Everett Herald that he was taken to Harborview Medical Centers in Seattle with serious cuts to the groin. His condition was not immediately available Thursday night.
That's fantastic. Did it say why?
With a razor blade.
Just be really?
Like just this fucking
did he go did he go across the street or down,
or down the road? I hope down the road.
Oh my god!
To do it.
Dre Pepper says, "Why the fuck would you want to chop off your penis?" I have the answer.
I need to
because it betrayed you.
Yeah,
because you saw something totally awful, and your dick was like boing, and you're like,
or
"Whoa!"
You just
dude.
Got fucked over that bad. You're just like I just
no. I think what it was
balls.
Is that he was on the internet, and some gay porn just magically came up,
and
his
got
dick
hard,
got hard, and he
so
was like. Whoa, dude.
Really? Seriously?
Off with his head, the Queen of Hearts said.
Like
and
when
that
you,
was the end of that.
Like when you get hard to the washboard bumps during
exactly.
Fantastic Tuesday, you're
exactly.
Like, really? Really, dick?
But see, I understand that, you know, maybe times have been a little tough lately.
It's a little rough.
I understand that certain things like that are going to arouse you every now and then.
Right.
And I'm okay
your
with
your mind
that.
Is in some
exactly.
Strange places.
Exactly. So is that for that story?
That is.
Okay, this one's
not really, but okay.
This one is called Owner Shared Bed and Took Baths with Chimpanzee from Connecticut Attack. Now.
Is this Michael Jackson? And
no,
his
shut
monkey
up. On no, this is on Distorted View. He actually found the 911 call of when this happened, of the lady
what?
Actually calling? Having her friend got her face ripped off by this big giant chimpanzee. She called 911, just freaking out, get some guns here. The guy's like, who has a gun? And she's like, no, y'all better bring guns because there's a chimpanzee here ripping people's faces off. Now, it actually turns out that my page just refreshed. Okay,
cool.
That... The owner of the chimpanzee... I can't believe I'm going to say this. The owner of the chimpanzee, whose name was Travis, which is a weird
wow.
Synchronicity.
Travis owns
I'm not making
chimpanzee.
That up.
Wow.
That's his name.
That is
hey,
weird.
This is my not boyfriend. His name is Travis.
Right.
He's a bear. Actually, he's a chimpanzee, but he's hairy like a bear. It was her boyfriend.
Really?
Right. Stamford, Connecticut, Travis the chimpanzee's relationship with his owner was closer...
So wait, the monkey was the boyfriend?
Yes, Travis. His name is Travis. Don't call him a monkey. That's racist.
Monkey.
Just because he's black doesn't mean you have to call him a monkey.
He is a fucking monkey!
No! No, nay. He is a chimpanzee. Big difference,
oh
asshole.
Oh, my God.
It's
a type of monkey.
We share genes with chimpanzees. We do not actually share genes with monkeys.
Hey,
okay?
What's
get it
this?
Right, ape. That's the middle finger. Thank you.
Hey, check that out right in the corner.
What? Yeah. Oh, cat's licking its ass. Hold on.
Yes.
Can we pause for the
yes,
cat?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Hello, kitty.
Get it. Oh, hello, kitty.
That's a pussy licking
it.
It
may be a.
Get it.
It's right there.
It's right there. There's the hole.
She's like, no, it's Papa, done. I was right ready.
Right, I don't finger her butthole, please,
oh, no,
man.
She's getting pissed. Okay. He's not liking it.
Okay, that cat ass lick break was brought to you by thejamhole.com/donate. They were closer than those of some married couples. You could say this lady was closer with Travis, her chimpanzee significant other. They were closer than maybe your mom and your dad were back at their prime.
Right.
Sandra Harold gave him the finest food and wine in long stem glasses. Now, keep in mind, we're talking about a chimpanzee here, right?
Right.
Are we cool?
Yeah.
Totally.
Hey, are you cool?
I'm cool.
Are you cool?
Dude.
Very cool.
Are you cool?
I'm cool. Hey,
we all cool here?
Dre Pepper says, my history teacher looks like a monkey.
Hilarious.
Is he black? Okay, he is. That's awesome. Thank you. Wow. they took baths together and cuddled in the bed they shared. Hey, are you tired?
Yeah, I'm a little tired.
I'm thinking of just flinging some shit, having a smoke, and then going to bed.
Can we fling some shit together? I would love to fling some shit with you.
I got some. Whoa, dude.
Hey, Travis, could I fling some shit with you?
Like, I'm just thinking, this lady was probably with a dude. She left the dude for the monkey. Right. How do you feel being the dude?
What can I say?
You walk in and some monkey, sorry, some chimpanzee.
Oh my god.
Whoa.
Really?
Is balls deep in your wife? How do you feel? What do you do?
Oh my god.
You just
god,
walk
dude.
In. Wah, ah, ah, wah, and your wife's like, oh, Travis. Oh, fuck me, Travis. And
yes, Travis.
Like, what would you do?
Bitch, you're sick.
I'd ask if I could join in first.
Would you? First of all, right?
Right. First, I'd ask if I could join in. If that was a no, I would kick him off.
First, I'd take a picture. Right. First and foremost.
Or video.
Your ass, too.
Depending on which you
have. Now, keep in mind, Travis just got done ripping the face off of your best friend. She's lying on the floor dead.
All the fucking better.
Okay. They took baths together. What do you think they talked about? They're just laying there, and she looks into his eyes, and she's like, what are you thinking?
What are you thinking about? Ooh, ooh.
Like, just, I'm thinking about pooping. I'm thinking about eating, and then I'm thinking about fucking you some more, because for some reason, that feels really good.
And then I'm going to go to sleep.
Right. And then I'm going to rip your best friend's face off, because she is bugging me.
Oh, God,
she
that fucking face.
She is bugging me. Oh, her face. I just, ugh. If she left the house alone, Travis would give her a kiss. Oh, my God. Hey, how's your 2009? Me and my chimpanzee boyfriend are getting...
We're
good. Engaged.
Yeah.
We're getting married.
Fucking.
We're going to... where do monkeys go? We're going to... we're going to the jungle.
The rainforest?
For our honeymoon.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, he wants me to meet his family. Wow. That's awkward. You tell your mom, like, hey, can you meet my boyfriend? And she's like, what?
Excuse me?
He loves banana pie. It's weird. I don't know.
Banana
why.
Bread.
Right. And he still wears diapers. Right. That's weird.
He'll grow out of it.
Quote, if I left with someone, Travis would get upset. Ooh, a little jealousy. Mm-hmm. So that, do you know what that means?
What's that mean?
That our jealous emotion is actually derived from our chimpanzee ancestors.
That's where we get it.
That is a very basic primal instinct for us. That jealousy we feel when someone's just boning down on our chick or something.
On your fucking chimpanzee.
And she didn't tell you she was going to be boning down on some dude.
Right.
She
like,
just
it's
lied
okay.
to you.
It's okay if
and
she
now,
tells you she's going to go
right,
see other chimpanzees.
Right. I mean, if you want to go fling some shit, that's cool.
That's cool. Just let me know.
Don't lie to me. Because
so
if you
I
lie
know.
To me, I'll rip your fucking face off.
Right.
And then I'll shit, and then I'll probably throw it all over the house.
There's shit everywhere.
Everywhere. Hey, honey, do you smell something? Yeah, I'm actually dating a fucking ape. It's cool.
Right.
No big deal.
Chimpanzee.
House smells like bananas and shit. How do you live? You're a human. It's not. Do the math. Did you fail math class? Holy
apparently.
Christ. Experts say the unusually human relationship would have been confusing for any animal. Right.
You think so?
I mean, I left my dog for him. Right. So that, yeah, he didn't understand.
I mean, that's an upgrade, dog to chimpanzee.
Well, yeah, because he has actual hands. Those right. He's paws, got the, they yeah. stretch the shit out of my
he's
twat.
He's got the claws. I mean, he can actually, he's got like the grip crazy,
and he's got a dick like you've yeah. never seen.
He's got the thumb and oh, shit.
Oh, yeah, he's got opposable thumbs.
You know, he can totally jerk me off.
He can drink out of wine glasses. Totally. And we take baths together and
I
cuddle.
I can get him drunk
we
as
cuddle.
Fuck.
Hey. No one cuddles with me anymore.
No big deal.
He cuddles with me. And then he throws poop all over the place.
What? That's okay. I forgot really? Him for that part.
It's a monkey. God damn it. It may have also played a role in Travis's savage attack Monday on Harold's friend, 55-year-old Charlotte Nash of Stanford. Quote, "This is a crazy relationship," said Stephen Rientello, executive director of Primarily Primates, a sanctuary and dating service for chimps in Texas. Did you know there's a chimp dating service?
I did.
There is. You know what it's called?
What's that?
Primarily Primates. Primarily you know what we primate. Focus on?
Primarily primates.
Right, but sometimes, you know, we'll get
chimpanzees
into some...
or whatever.
Right, once in a while. But yeah. Primarily primates.
Right, right. Primarily.
He was probably very bonded with her. Uh-huh. You think? Could you picture him just like whipping her, and she's like tied down,
fucking ball gag,
and then
mouth.
Just poop, and then
fucking all
whips
over the
her
face.
Again, and then he's like, "I'm gonna go eat some bananas."
Some BDSM shit,
right? A monkey in BDSM gear. That's hot. Chimps like 14-year-old Travis, who is shot. Whoa.
Whoa.
What?
Whoa.
Wait.
I like my chimps like I like my. He's 14?
What?
Is that weird? Is that pedophilia?
I like my chimps like I like my teenagers.
Exactly. 14. And
young,
hairy
dumb and
as
cum?
Fuck. And just... Is that pedophilia? Because yeah, I'm confused.
I don't know.
14.
Yeah, I mean, in human years, right?
Is the same thing. It's not a dog.
Right.
It's not like...
But it's still
73.
It's still a monkey.
No,
it's a chimp. I think that's pedophilia.
It's close.
I'm
going
to have
close
to
as
say
you can get.
That's
99% on.
Everybody always tries to give you the whole Everybody tries to tell you that animals age faster than humans.
But
so.
Not these kinds of animals. Not animals
so,
we share genes right. with.
No, not necessarily. However, they're still the ones that aren't telling
hey,
us what
we
are
Hey, we take baths together, and he reads me stories.
Mm-hmm. That's because he doesn't have anyone better to do. I mean, anything better to do.
That's because he's tied down to this BDSM gear all the time.
Right.
Exactly.
That part
oh,
I forget
man,
about.
This is sickening.
Okay, yeah.
Chimps like 14-year-old Travis, who was shot and killed by police protect their mates and turf. Quote, "If there's another person entering his space, or my space, if you will, he might consider it a threat to his territory, or even his mate." Is that your mate? Hey, mom.
Hey, mate.
Your new boyfriend? He smells weird.
Kind of smells like poop.
He looks like Donkey Kong. Is that weird, Mom?
Why is he so hairy?
That's weird. Why does he keep trying to throw poop at me? I don't like that. Police say Travis attacked Nash when she arrived at the house to help lure the chimp back into Harold's house. See, not only is that creepy pedophilia, but now you're like, hey, little kid, want some candy? And the ape, the thing's like,
chimpanzee.
Oh, yeah, thank you. That's fucked up. You had to lure it back?
Yeah. You had to trick
but
it.
Because it's an animal, then it you have ownership over it?
I guess.
So
is that
is
you're
that,
a monkey?
Is that what the slavery thing was about? Harold speculated that Travis was being protective of her and attacked Nash because she had a different hairstyle, was driving a different car, and held a stuffed toy in front of her face to get the chimp's attention. She's like, fucking dude, just ripped her face off.
Yep.
Oh, I would have paid $2,500,000 to have seen that.
No.
Here's a check. Yes.
Is that bad?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I will write a bad check for that.
I would bounce
a
fucking check to see that. No, if I was a billionaire, I would give them $3 million to have been able to witness that. And to be like, you kind of deserve that because you're dating a monkey. And that's weird.
It is, you know, it is a chimpanzee.
Yeah.
Right.
You know.
Hey, we actually share genes with that.
Right.
So that doesn't make it okay to fuck.
I don't know if you know this or not.
You share genes with your mom. You don't fuck your mom.
Whoa.
Same kind of idea. Okay, that's all I'm saying.
What, we
touched on the sex thing.
Well, okay. Not all of you are.
You shouldn't
it's
fuck
not
your mom.
Socially acceptable.
Exactly.
Right, okay.
You're not supposed
on this show.
To.
Right. police say Travis tagged Nash when she helped went back to the house to lure him. She suffered massive injuries to her face and hands, requiring more than 7 hours of surgery by 4 teams of doctors to stabilize her. Funny thing is, damn. One of those teams was made up of chimps. They're like, fucking, we can do this. Hospital officials say Nash is being treated for injuries and is unknown if she will be a candidate for a face transplant.
What?
They're like, well, did you see the picture before? Because she was already a candidate.
You're right.
Right, okay. Wow. Monday's attack was not the first time Travis bit someone. He's a biter.
Fucking biters, man.
Leslie Mosselpaul told the AP the chimp grabbed her hand and bit it hard enough to draw blood back in 96 when he was 4. While the animal was sitting in Harold's car in a Stanford office parking lot, Paul said she had tried to shake Travis's hand after Harold gave her permission to say hello. She's like, ma'am, this is my boyfriend, Travis. Travis is like, ah. And don't if you're dating,
and then fucking shit.
If you're dating an animal, even if you do share genes with it, don't introduce it to your friends.
Yeah, it's
unless the animal says, why haven't I met any of your friends yet? Then!
And if it does, that's pretty fucking amazing because it's an animal.
Right.
And then your face would still be there in the end.
Exactly.
To be punched.
You're like the talking frog from pretty the much. W. Right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Because that's.
Kermit quote, the frog here.
I have to pee. Quote, I told them this was serious, said Paul, who spoke by phone in New York where she was visiting relatives. If it was a child, it could have ripped the hand off or an arm out of a socket. What kind of mother lets their child play around chimpanzees?
Hi.
Hi. I'm still here.
Okay, good. Harold did not return a call seeking comment Thursday about Paul's claims. Police said they have no record of complaints aside from an 03 incident where Travis escaped from a vehicle and led police on a 2-hour downtown chase before he was caught. How wow. shitty do you feel that you're the cop and it took you 2 hours to do that?
The chimp fucker.
Like, wow. You got outsmarted by a chimp.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
Yeah. Right. A monkey.
You're an asshole. Yeah, it just kind of goes on and on. This chimpanzee has a history, a long... This chimp has a history like my driving record. Just mm-hmm. long and arduous and just horrid. And full of speeding tickets.
They have chimps, man.
I know.
Shouldn't be allowed to get licensed.
Quote, I think he was lost. He belongs in the jungle with the rest of them. He belongs in Africa with the rest of them. Hallelujah.
Oh,
okay, yes. And that is it for that story.
And that is it for this episode.
Are you seriously good?
I'm so good.
I have to pee so bad.
It is 2:21.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you guys so much for joining us for episode 157. Thank you, Danny.
Thank you, Matt.
TheJamHole.com/Danny. You going to be my girlfriend for a while?
I will.
Okay. And I told you, like,
until
hey,
you hate me.
Whenever you're good, just dump me.
And whenever you're good,
and
just
I'll talk
let me know.
It
right.
sounds like a challenge.
And then I'll
hey,
tell you,
you
not to dump me.
You'll be the first to know.
And you'll be the
we'll
first to
know. We'll let you know what goes on with this later on, and Braden will have
hey,
a lot to say one day. Because
I love
sees
you.
It.
Yeah, I love you.
I do.
He
do
thinks
you?
It.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I do love you.
Hey,
yeah.
Shit. Pound, all right.
Yeah, did you hear
that?
This girl loves me.
You guys broed it down.
Suck it, bitches.
We broed it down.
We totally just broed it down.
I said, hey, Matt, I love you. And he was like, really? Me too. I
was like, I
love you too. So, bro down, you know, pound, done. And we were done.
Okay.
We're done, son.
TheJamHole.com/Danny, Jessica.
And Horny Moans.
I love you also.
They do that.
Braden.
Matt.
Not so much.
Okay.
I love you, dude.
Are you going to New York? Yeah. Are you going to be able to save money for this?
Maybe.
Because we're good. We're covered. Are you good?
I don't know.
Are you cool?
I got big
I don't know if I'm cool.
Are you
just
cool?
Say you are
I might be cool.
TheJamHole.com/donate.
We
want to bring him with us.
We need him.
I'm afraid he'll die if I put him in my luggage.
He's a necessity.
Like, all jokes aside,
how
I would
big is
feel
your suitcase?
Not that big.
Okay.
Okay.
We need him along. He's entertainment. He's great entertainment. He's better than cable.
Okay, so if you guys live on the East Coast, April
13,
14, 15, 16, that whole week we're going to be in New York. So we're organizing a meetup, thejamhole.com/forums. It's all on there. Join us if you haven't already. Thejamhole.com/Twitter. Fuck on Cam show. Yeah, we're going to do that. It's going to be on adamandeve.com/thejamhole. Follow us on Twitter. I'll let you know when. It'll be a surprise. As soon as that donate account, that PayPal account has $1,200 in it, that's when we'll do it. We'll see you guys Monday. Are you good?
I'm good.
Hey, are you cool?
I'm cool, dude. Are you cool, dude?
Cool.
Cool.
I'm cool.
I'm cool like that chimp.
You cool, Jess? Right.
Cool like that.
We're all cool.
You
cool like that? Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
I'm
cool.
Keep it cool.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Okay, goodbye, guys.
Later.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.